The Veteran Gamers Podcast is not for children.
No, it's not.
Okay? So if you're listening and you're under the age of 18, turn the f***ing show off, you piece of shit.
Stand by for pre-show banter.
I'm not going to tell you what that was. Bag of crisps.
Hello, bag of crisps.
Bag of crisps. Tub of nuts.
I've got popcorn.
Cake.
Is that high in B12?
Yeah, you got B12 in cake.
It's got egg in it, isn't it?
Are you feeling less?
Yeah, that's chin? True. Maybe I've got B12 in it.
Recording in progress.
Recording. I feel like I'm a little bit low on my volume, but never mind.
What?
You know what I stopped doing that helped?
Injecting yourself with saline.
This is the definition of ironic, I think, Duke. I think I've got this right.
I'll tell you if you do.
I stopped taking vitamins.
Well, that'll do it.
Because vitamin tablets and supplements can make you bloated, and I think I was taking too many to compensate
and,
for that.
And Kay told me this the other day, you can overdose.
Yeah.
You can take too much.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure somebody said to me, you can never have enough B12. So I was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was having D and B and C and Z. And I was having all the letters.
I suppose it is ironic that you took so many vitamins that you made yourself feel ill.
Isn't it
ironic? Opposites.
Isn't it ironic that I was trying to get better and I was worried about my B12, but it was actually the taking of the tablets that was. Is that irony?
Ill, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's three kinds of irony. There's linguistic irony, where you say the opposite of what you mean. There's dramatic irony, where the audience knows something a character does not. And then there's situational irony, which is the one people are usually referring to when they say, isn't this ironic? And very often isn't, because it's the last thing you would expect. Stu, your camera just died.
Oh, no, it didn't. I put my popcorn bag in front of it by mistake.
Don't put your popcorn bag in front of the
camera. I'll try not to. I don't know.
Are we ready to start?
Give me 1 minute.
Because I got a thing to do tonight. I'm going to see a show. We're going to dinner.
What are you
going to
see?
We're going to go see Ministry.
Nice. Yeah, you're not bothered about these support acts, then.
Well, there is one called Frontline Assembly that I actually like, but I don't know too much of their music, so it's like, I don't see all of their show, it's like, okay. It's crazy, though, because they're the same guys who do Delirium, which is some of my favorite music, and I would love for them to do a Delirium show, but...
Guess what, Duke? I've missed out big time.
What's that?
Orbital are touring, recreating the Green... Dude. They're doing the Green Album live. That's what they're doing, the first album
awesome.
They ever released.
See, that's the thing. When I heard Ministry was performing, I went and looked up the set list, because I'm like, yeah, but they're probably doing all new stuff. And I looked at the set list, it's all classics. I'm like, yes!
That's what you want.
It is what you want. It's like Homer Simpson said, Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
We're going to play all your old favorites. But first, we'd like to dip into our new CD.
Taking care of business!
Don't worry, sir. We'll get to that
one. No talking! No new crap! Taking care of business now!
I've been to see Depeche Mode twice. And both times they had a new album out. And I'm just like, ugh. And you can see the audience. They all sit down, you know, when they play no one knows. And
of course, Otto's like, always sitting down at concerts. Sit down! You're ruining it for everyone!
Yeah.
Let's start the motherfucking show, bitch.
Here we go, people. Come on.
Welcome, y'all, to the Veteran Gamers.
Yeah.
Jimmy out of Fence will tell you about it. Playing this week. News, reviews, and an indie pick.
Come on.
Story time and Jimmy's game breakers. Here comes Duke with the soundbite saviors.
It's the Veteran Gamers. He's already dead.
It's the Veteran Gamers. Gamers.
Why doesn't my life always work out perfectly?
Yeah, boy.
Stu, you are wrong.
Switch that console off before you have to press repeat, yo.
Why doesn't my life always work out perfectly?
Hello and welcome to episode 740 of the Veteran Gamers Podcast.
Yeah, 740, baby! I'm Duke.
I'm Stu.
And I'm Chinny.
And he's feeling better. Listen to that voice, so rich and
Hello.
Full of life.
Hi,
everybody.
This is me. Here we go.
Video game podcast. We are not military veterans. We're veterans of the gaming lifestyle. So suck old bub if you came to hear talk about military stuff.
and we stream live. My story is I was not feeling better. Now I do. End of story. That's how quick we are on these stories. This is efficient show tonight.
This is my story. I feel efficient like I had show. A story, can I, but I can't remember. What
can I just say? Can I just say I've had something happen to me this week, which I haven't had happen for 5 years.
It's time for a story. It's time for a story. A very special story, especially for you.
I don't know about your, I don't know about your sex life. Yeah. I don't know.
Can you
I
guess? Do. Can
That's
you
why
guess?
I came here. Sex life? Something to do with your sex life?
No, nothing to do with my sex life.
Speaking of sex, though, we watched Poor Things. That's a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of sex in that, apparently.
Yeah, there is.
That added a lot. Something that happened to you that happened to 5 years.
Yep.
Sex noises in.
Duke, really, honestly, I
Jesus
don't know.
Christ.
I know I'm feeling better, but I don't.
Time to think.
Yeah, but that doesn't help. It doesn't
do
help at all.
Do you know, Ginny? Sure I've just looked at the stats. We had 5 new listeners 5 minutes ago, and now they've gone.
Now we've got 7 lost.
Gone.
I can't think of anything, Stu.
We lost more than the game. We've lost more than we gained.
I can't think of anything that would be funny to say or actually a serious
sex
guess.
Life.
So
okay,
out.
Here we go.
Okay.
I've had a cold.
Wow.
Yeah,
exciting.
Mr. Never gets ill.
I know.
What are you doing getting ill? If you're ill, you're a big fucking loser.
Is it man flu? Do you have a little man flu?
I wasn't. I've not been playing it up. On Friday at work, right?
I'm just going to spend 10 minutes talking about it now.
I'm going to work on Friday and I was like, my nose is itching a bit. I kept sneezing every now and again. What's going on here?
Only Stu could tell a story about catching a cold and dragging it out for 5 minutes.
No word of a lie. I spent the rest of the day constantly blowing my massive hooter. And so much so, it started bleeding on one side because I blown it. So
that's gross. And I've had that happen. That's worrying, man. Whenever that happens to me, I'm just like, oh, God, I got to stop.
It doesn't help. It doesn't help. One of my tablets makes my nose run anyway.
Oh, geez.
Well, that combined with an actual cold, it was fucking horrific. Thankfully, tonight it's not too bad. It's mostly gone.
Thank God.
No, it only lasted 3 days, thank God.
Okay.
When people say to me, hay fever isn't that bad, I'm like, I have 3 days of non-stop wanting to rip my face off.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? It's awful. And on Friday, it felt like someone had stuffed my head with cotton wool.
Oh,
you know, that horrible, ugh. Yeah, but I'm feeling a lot better, so that's all good news.
Well,
everything's good.
Yeah,
feeling better now.
Too.
Yeah, why, have you been ill?
No, I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling fine.
We're all feeling fine.
Ginny's no longer got a pregnant belly.
Honestly. Yeah. Oh, also, can I just say that I have sent out most of the merch.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
There are only two left to do. But I ran out of time because I had to go to a 5-year-old's birthday party. My little niece, Talia.
Okay.
And Rosa loved it. She just fucking. I at some point, I'm like, I have no idea where my child is. And I look towards Tara, and I'm like, she hasn't got my child. Then I look towards the immediate family, and I'm like, well, they don't have my child.
Well, she can't walk. Where did she go?
And then I thought, she's got my child. I know her. And then I look around and go, no, that's not my baby. That's a different baby. Where is my baby? And then, I think. Yeah, I was probably the only one
who was
not
doing
this party.
Yeah,
because
you looked at a black baby and you're like, oh, that's my babe. No way.
Yeah, he was doing this. Yeah. He was doing this. Rosa. Yeah. Rosa.
Rosa.
Rosa. Rosa.
Rosa.
And then just some like random. It was my brother-in-law's girlfriend's random partner's girlfriend had my baby. I was like, okay, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. And then another little child called Dylan came up to me and said, "We're going to steal your baby." And I went,
"Okay,
that's
fine."
See, you
gotta watch out, man, because someone could take your baby. If Rosa's adorable, she would fetch a lot of money on the
she'd be worth
baby market.
Hot cash.
Illicit baby market. Yeah, so can I just say only certain people will get that joke I just did. Just saying.
Here, I can play this now.
Another reference by Duke that no one understands. Yeah. Right.
Did you not get the joke?
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear the joke.
I would say, oh, for God's sake, you two are just.
This
crap.
Is what. This is, no, Stu, this is what it's like for me all the time.
Yeah,
I'm spitting
exactly.
out
this
bars.
Is what I, now no, you're experiencing you what I definitely got. All the time. You should have gotten that joke. The problem is, the point got, is, you got to just let it go, dude.
Stu, I didn't hear it. It's not about getting it.
There was a joke, right? Because you, I said Chinny was going, Rosa, Rosa.
We got the joke. Rosa. It's Heavy Rain.
Exactly. You just said you didn't get it.
No, I
well,
said I
there's
didn't
a difference
hear
here
it.
Not hearing and getting the joke and not laughing at the joke.
No, like no, I, when you did that, here. I was like, yeah, like Heavy Rain. I got it. I got it.
Right, you should have fallen out of your chair laughing, Chinny.
Yeah, you should have done. What's the matter with you?
Well, just, I mean, it was okay.
It was a funny joke.
It was a polite chuckle joke.
if you would have added the fact that I kept on seeing a square prompt with the name Rosa
like there's a balloon but... you're tracking down, or Rosa got hit in a car afterwards.
If you want to call, Stu, if you want to call me in the week and ask me how you can improve your jokes day to day,
I will. Maybe I'll do that.
Rosa got killed by a car, and then Chinny's other kid got kidnapped by a serial killer. No, that would have been
way funnier. Yeah, yeah.
We would have just died.
No one would have been
any
on the
other stories.
That
are
one.
We done with stories?
I think
the
so.
Whole point of the joke it was subtle.
Where are you going? Story time's over, isn't it?
What you been playing?
If a joke's supposed to be subtle, you can't follow it up with. I didn't get a joke. I didn't get a joke. What's wrong?
I've got a name for the show. It's called Stu Makes a Joke.
No, it's called Stu Makes a Very Subtle Joke.
Makes.
Yeah,
joke.
That you two didn't get.
I don't know if this counts as a subtle joke, though. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
I got it, but
no,
I moved
that's
on.
What, that's why it's not subtle. A subtle
but I moved
joke
on very quickly.
Missed.
No.
Right, whatever. Speaking but of moving
unless,
on quickly.
Unless you play the Heavy Rain, you're not going to get the joke, are you?
No, but what I'm saying is I moved on quickly.
All,
I got the
yes,
joke.
But now
I
we've all had
it.
A good chortle at the joke, and it's great. And now we're moving on. Okay, who wants to start this week?
Imagine, right, if I walked around the park and it went, Rosa, Rosa, like...
You should
like
have just done that. Now, that would have been funny. That would have been funny.
And everybody at the party would have fallen down laughing because they've all played Heavy Rain.
No, nobody would have played Heavy Rain.
I said to my brother-in-law, I said, imagine if there was a square and it said Rosa and it was going round. Where are you going? Where are you going? Come back. Come back, please. Right, games.
Games.
This is a serious show, Stu. This is a serious show.
I know, totally serious.
No joking now. No jokes.
You know what I mean? We can't
no
be fucking
joking.
Around.
Right.
No
All right, I'm going first since y'all are just not talking. I
you
played some more
the
Guild
bloody
Wars
intro,
2.
The jingles. Go on, sorry.
I know.
Guild Wars, yeah, go on.
Guild Wars 2.
And he's playing them. He knows
Rust.
When they're coming.
Well, I'm gonna do a behind the curtain here for the listeners, right? Duke has got like a new section on his notes. Where it's a bullet point that says nothing new to talk about and then still lists a bunch of
but
games.
But I list them because people need to know that
I'm
playing these games.
I appreciate
Rust.
It.
Yeah,
I appreciate
exactly.
it. Yeah.
Pay no attention to that
also,
man behind the curtain.
I didn't finish my sentence. I need to still send out t-shirts to Royce and Rainy Lamb.
Okay, so people need
to
listen up and
close.
Shove it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
So Rocket. So Guild Wars 2, Rust, Delivery Inc. I played more Delivery Inc. That game's fun.
That's
but
the
y'all
Uber
hate
game,
us
isn't
on it.
It
so
yeah,
no, I didn't. No, I like it.
Oh
I
yes,
like
you did. It looks like an Uber app. Why would you play?
No, but we make jokes. That's what we do. We make
I
jokes.
Know.
It's
I'm
a serious
saying.
Show.
Yeah, I'm just, right. Yeah. It's serious. Yeah. But there is something new to say about Rocket League.
Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, there's a new season of Rocket League.
Oh God.
God, what shit wheels did you get this time?
No, it wasn't shit wheels. It was a shit. Decal for your car, and get this,
brilliant.
it's the kind of decal that responds to the music you're playing as long as you're playing it through the game itself and not playing it
right.
on like Spotify or something, which nobody does, so fuck off. Yeah.
How does it
so
react
shit.
What does it do what does
well
it
just goes
do?
Boom 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 boom
oh like, right, to the beat of the music
yeah,
oh,
exactly it's a fucking oscilloscope on your car basically that's colored according to your there's a video if you scroll down yeah it's stupid you can put it on loop
oh it's a video
you went
oh,
too
right.
far yes
does it actually show it got beaten
it does.
Away
if
does
you
it?
Hit yes oh. if you hit play on the video then it'll do the thing oh, but it's really not even worth it because it's just like 4 seconds but it's so
oh,
stupid
I see.
Like Woo. Yeah it's so dumb like when I saw those revealed I was like really
and yeah like, but it's like, so the funny. Ideas The ideas in the Rocket League development studio must be pretty. They must
well,
be asking
the
like the
said.
Fucking
like,
cleaner.
How many years have they been doing it?
Yeah, they must be
yeah,
hard
can
to
you imagine?
Excuse me,
love.
Yeah,
love.
Excuse me, love. Debbie, come here. Have you got any ideas for skins? What about those, one of those bloody ones where it keeps music with the music and bouncing?
You know what's funny, though? That yeah, that's should fine. Be, the reaction that we're having is the reaction everybody should have. But when I went to look for a video on YouTube, because I know it's easier to use YouTube on your end, Chinny, every video is like the people, oh my God, this is amazing. And it's like, no, it's not. Stop creating videos that are so excited about it.
Let me put a suggestion to you, Duke, and see if you think it would be better or worse than this.
It's like prize picks. Bet more, bet less.
What if, right, when you score a goal, your car does that thing like air suspension that you used to get in the 80s and 90s, you know, bumped up and down and stuff at the back of the
car. Well, that would be cool, except usually when you score, the goal explodes, and so you're in midair, so there's really no way to do the goal explosion or the bouncing hydraulics.
What if it just did it whilst you were driving?
Well, yeah, but nobody would see it, so the point is...
Somebody see your car going up and down and shit.
No, because you're always in motion and so are they. No one's looking at each other's cars when they're playing the game. However, at the end of the round, when you win, that's when it would be cool. Because then everyone looks at the other team's cars.
Exactly.
And it would be awesome to have some bouncing hydraulics on that.
Yeah, like
I think
Reed.
If the development studio are going, right, you know, like, have you got an idea? When it comes to me, I think I would say, I'd be like, you know when you go bowling and you have those bowling animations?
Yeah.
Like really long drawn and stuff. When you score a goal, right, you should like, and it, like, there should be a puff of cloud, and then in that puff of cloud, it should be a really elaborate fucking 2-minute animation of like the rocket, like the rocket car ascending to heaven, or, you know, scoring a goal.
Do you not know what happens
or
when you score a goal in Rocket League, Chinny?
Yeah, the goal explodes, isn't it?
But it's more than that now. They've got goal explosions of every variety. Like, they basically are doing what you're mentioning.
No, but I'm saying, look, like, you go into the cloud, and then, like, a whole animation plays out.
Okay, yeah,
like
they don't have that.
Like a cutscene.
But they do have, like...
And it really slows down the whole pace of the game.
That would be stupid, because people don't want the pace slowed down. But I have one where when I score a goal, it has this heart that shows up, and then this anime robot's like, ah, da. And everyone's like, God, what the fuck?
All right, fine.
What about this?
If it came to me, I'll just say, why don't you just put a dick in?
Yeah,
in
exactly. I've got another one. What about this? What about this, Duke, right?
I hope everyone's taking notes. Yes. Yeah.
When you score a goal, everybody else's on the opposite team's cars blow up.
Well, they don't have – actually, they do kind of have that. They have one where it creates a black hole and your car gets sucked into it. So not only did someone score on you, but you can't control your car because it's getting sucked into the black hole and then it disappears.
See, I would go a step extra.
Kind of doing
and then
that.
You'd see the other end of the black hole and you end up in Cornwall.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And those cars are just like, we're in Cornwall now. What do we do? Do you know what I mean?
Cornwall. Blah. All right, another game I've been playing – because there's not much to say about Rocket League. I just said it, and then we're done.
Yeah.
Please Touch the Art 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is the second game, apparently. I never played any other.
Is that
like,
some sort of euphemism?
No, it is not. nor is it a euphemism, but whatever.
You knew what I meant.
I knew what you meant. I'm just being a dick.
But did you mean what you say?
Anyway, yeah, exactly.
So Please Touch the Art 2 is a game where... you are a skeleton in a suit.
That's my favorite genre, by the way. Being a skeleton in a suit.
I love the skeleton
in a suit genre.
And you walk around paintings. Now, I don't recognize any of the paintings in this game, but I'm going to guess that they're from a famous painter, maybe. In fact, I'm going to look as we speak. Please Touch the Art 2 to see if I can find any information.
Oh yeah,
about...
that's a famous paint. The boy in the boat. That's a famous one.
Is it really?
I recognize that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh yeah, that's famous.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, I'm always at
art
galleries.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. Oh wait, is this the whole game is free? Really? Okay. So I mean, I went looking at something about free. Anyway, so the point is that it's 100% free. Wow, how about that?
This is a show where we just listen to Duke browse the internet.
Well, apparently the first one is about modern art, so that's pretty cool. Oh, this is all James Ensor. How about that?
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Well, James Ensor, I know because of They Might Be Giants. They had a song called Meet James Ensor, Belgium's Famous Painter. Anyway.
My two favorite things are James Ensor and skeleton
touching,
suits.
Touching art.
Yeah,
touching
art. So, yeah, what is the game, Duke, I hear you asking? Well, if you're not looking at the stream, here's the game. You walk around these paintings, and there's people who are thinking about things, and you have to find the things they're thinking about. So, one guy's thinking about sticks, and you have to go around and find all the sticks. And some of them
are
hidden.
I'm always thinking about sticks.
Yeah, so like the leg of a table, when you knock the table over, then the stick shows up as one of the legs of the table. Elsewhere, there's sticks like in the ocean or whatever.
And you're walking around the art, I think
you're
is what I'm saying.
Around inside,
do you know what I mean? You're not walking around
exactly.
a platform, like no. you're walking inside, right. inside the actual
exactly.
art.
Exactly. And sometimes you have to repair paintings. So there's like this tape you have to put around a shape, and you have to make sure you do it all in one go. So it's not a very deep game. It was made by one person in 6 months, apparently. Yeah.
Six months.
I was just going to say, I thought he was going to say like 6 weeks or 6 days.
Did he do it with his feet?
You make a game then.
Six
and see
months.
How
did he have a computer or was he using a ZX Spectrum? I mean,
was
what
he doing?
Using?
Was he doing it as a blind challenge or something? Did he have his eyes closed?
God, holy yeah, I shit. I thought I was going to be too harsh on this game. Y'all are just being nasty.
6 months?
It looks like, I'm not being funny, right? I'm looking at this. It's just a disguised hidden object game.
It is
that's
a hidden
what
object
this is.
Game. That's exactly what it is. But it's not just a hidden object game, because in addition to repairing art, you're also finding the differences between two pictures at times. So there's a beach scene here.
Whoa, just a minute. So you said it's also spot the difference.
It is spot the difference, yep.
Holy crap.
No, I can see where the 6 months comes from.
You know what? Yeah, right.
But just to be fair, right, he'll have got these off like free domains or something where there's
no
copyright.
This is James Ensor paintings.
Yeah, but there's probably someone done a spot the difference and he just got that.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, this person got fed up with it and just started clicking randomly.
Yeah, started clicking everyone, yeah.
So,
I'm not surprised. It looks that boring. That's what I'd probably do myself, to be honest. In fact, well, right, if you wanted to make this game more interesting, it should have used a skeleton's middle finger. That's what I think.
Hey, I didn't say it was a good game. In fact, I didn't really enjoy it, but I did have something to talk about. So,
but you played
done.
It.
Done.
And now we're talking about
it. You experienced it.
I did experience it. Yep.
Well, if there's something that I can take away that I like about the game, it's the skeleton in the suit. I like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Like him. He looks dapper.
He does look dapper, even though he's no color. He's very black
and
white.
I like him.
Yeah. So if you like hunting for cats,
there's no
gray. Hard to see
there's
up
no
against the painting background, check out Please Touch
oh,
the
Oh, no,
artwork,
he's just
too.
Cut the painting, the dirty
Yeah,
little
see,
bastard.
Now you got to fix it. See, it's like a mystery, too. You probably find da, this da, guy da, da, cut da, him up.
Anyway,
yeah.
fuck that
well,
game.
Hopefully
Brilliant.
Not. Wow, that's
yeah.
Hard.
Stu, you're up.
Well, you know what? As you've been talking about weird
you know
game,
what?
Yes.
I think I'll talk about a really weird game.
It is a shit game.
So I played a game called Slay the Princess.
Oh no! I've just clicked on it and I've just had a thumbnail of what this is, and I hate it already.
Is this a parody of Slay the Spire?
Fuck
no, do you know?
No.
You might think that. You might think that.
I do
but
think that.
No. Okay. No, I actually, again, can I just say, I paid full price for this.
Oh my god,
this video is called Why Slay the Princess is a genuine Masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'll be honest, I'm not quite seeing that just yet. I've been playing
right,
it for
what kind
of
game is it, first of all?
An hour and a half. It's a visual novel, is probably the best way
stop.
To describe this.
Done.
It's all hand-drawn in pencil, which I've got to say looks fucking
that.
Cool. Okay. It's really well-drawn and really well animated.
Using the pencil tool in a digital art
app,
but anyway.
And it's fucking a weirdest horror game I think I've ever played. So it's kind of interesting, though. Do you know what? I'll give it 10 out of 10 for being interesting. So
is that how we're rating games now, if it's interesting?
Yeah, oh, it's very interesting. So the game begins with a narrator who tells you that you have to go and slay a princess, right? That's kind of the upshot. Always starts the same. And the reason he tells you have to slay the princess, because if you don't, she'll end the world. So the world will end unless you slay the princess.
Why is she just going to end the world?
Don't know. That's what you've got to try and find out. You've got to try and find out what the what is what.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So you basically find all those like questions like that. You can ask that question. You say, why do I have to slay? You know, why can't you just do it? Or why is she locked up in this like basement or whatever?
Yes.
Or why is she doing this? Or why is she doing that? It's all fully voice acted. Really good voice acting, by the way. And it's interesting because as you play the game, even though it's like a time loop, but not a time loop, it says, you develop different parts of your psyche. So you'll have like guilt or remorse or frivolity or so all these different aspects, and they're all trying to advise you how to do stuff, you know what I mean? So
bunch
when
of
you're
voices advising you what to do, that sounds so
yeah exactly
stupid.
So all these
that's
different
a preview
sort of
for
voices.
What's coming later, people. Yeah,
yeah, right. So they're all trying to sort of sway you to
yes
take the best sort of course of action, if you will.
Yes.
I like the frivolous one, for instance, like you've got to pick up a knife at the beginning when you before you go down into the cellar to see her.
Right.
And he goes, ah, oh, we don't need that, and throws it out the window. So he sort of haven't got the knife then. So it's gosh. Like, what do you do that for? And he's like, well, why not?
I want the knife.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, why not do that? So it's kind of interesting. And, you know, and it's just weird. And you say to her, there's a point where she says, like, you just, like, I tried the first time to free her, you know, to sort of, because I'm like, maybe she isn't going to end the world. So why don't I just free her? So I gave her the knife because she's like, oh, give me the knife and I'll cut myself out of here. She's in like a manacle. And then okay. She just chops her own hand off. So she chops her hand off to get it out of the manacle. And she's just not bothered.
That's one
and he's
way
like,
to do
why?
It.
He's like, why are you not bothered? And she's like, oh, it's fine. And then she proceeds to slash my throat. So then she killed me. So I was like, yeah, maybe she isn't good. Maybe she's not good.
Maybe she isn't
and then,
good.
maybe she's not good. And then the next playthrough, she was manacled at the neck and wrist. So obviously cutting,
cut her neck off.
You know, well, she does. So you give her the knife and she cuts her
own head
off.
Don't give her the knife. If you gave her the knife and she killed you, why would you also give her the knife the next time?
She cuts her own entire head off. And I'm just like, and it's so graphic. And it's like, oh, there's a narrator. There's a guy who narrates everything. And he's like, oh, there was just one sinew of skin left and it just slowly fell to the floor. And it's just like, at your feet. And I was like, oh my God. So it is well written and it is well described. And it's like pretty disturbing, to say the least.
Disturbing.
It is very disturbing.
Is it fun? Like, are you getting anywhere
with
this?
It's definitely not fun.
Okay.
But it is very interesting because I am wondering where this is all. Because each chapter starts as a, and you can always remember, like your character remembers what happened. But at certain points, you come to what feels like a closure of a storyline, if you will. And when you get to that point, she says, I can wipe your memories. And then you really do start from what is essentially the beginning of the game.
Oh, it's like Men in Black.
Yeah, so you then start and you can't remember anything. But on the sort of on the actual playthroughs, there might be three or four chapters within that playthrough where you remember what happened the last time you did it. Okay. And there are certain changes. And it's kind of cool how you question all those changes, like, why is this different? And there's always a mirror. And there's something weird because your character has a clawed hand like a serpent or something. So I'm not entirely sure what you are as the main character.
So my game had a skeleton hand. Your game has a serpent hand. Chinny.
Yeah,
I have
like a clawed serpent hand. So, well,
no,
I'm going to...
Electro, you have hands. Poker hands.
Yeah, you definitely do have poker
hands.
I see what you did. Poker hands. So I'm going to persist with it because there's a lot of replayability because there's a lot of options. I mean, the first, like explore questions you can ask. There's about 10 of them. So there's a lot of starting points, you know, from the beginning of your first...
just wandering through the decision tree now.
Yeah, that's kind of the game. So the kind of the game, but it's all fully voice acted. So everything you say, like she, you know, she's fully voice acted. You're fully voice acted.
I got
the
fact that the game is fully voice acted.
Voice acted.
I don't think this.
So does everybody have a voice then, or what?
Everybody has a voice.
Right.
But there's only two actors and they do all of the voices.
Do you listen to all of them and sing?
Yeah. So they do all the different voices for the game.
Yeah,
it feels like, I'll be honest, it feels a bit like an Audible book, but a choose-your-own-adventure Audible book.
Grape.
So that's probably the best way to describe this.
Brilliant.
Book. That is what an audiovisual novel is.
Inspired.
Yeah, I kind of like it so far.
Wow.
It is interesting.
You're enjoying it.
maybe when I get to what I feel is the actual ending of the game, I might be like,
there's no actual ending in a game like this. It's whatever you that do. It's whatever. There's an optimal
was the
ending,
most
perhaps.
Amazing experience I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, well, okay.
You never know. You never know.
You never know.
But it's definitely interesting. I did think, right, I'll be honest, when I started playing this, I did think this would be completely my thing.
Well, visual but novel, I'm not creepy, weird.
Exactly. But I'm not 100% certain things. At this point. I'm not
all
totally.
Right, well,
booked.
We're gonna have
I'm
to tune
totally
in next
sold.
Week to find out. Come back.
Yeah, see if I'm totally sold.
This
on
is
it,
a true was game, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Massively. It is very massively. Weird.
For new audio listeners, was stands for weird and shit.
Well, I'm not. Sure. I'm not. I don't know whether I'd agree with this shit.
You just said absolutely.
Yeah, but it does. It does definitely come under the weird.
Let me just tell you what I'm looking at. Right. I am looking at a bunch of hands coming out of spikes with some text.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, but Chinny, what would you do with those hands? Would you shake them?
Yeah.
Or would you try to cut them off? See, that's a decision you can make. Reflection. And then, would you go left or would you go right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the Final Fantasy games, but at least that's a fucking game where you run around and do stuff.
And then later in the game,
he's got a heartbreaking decision to make about whether his best friend lives or dies.
Anyway, Torva and James Beveren in the chat. Hi.
Heidi, hi.
You. All right, Chad, right. Stu, anything else to say about Slay the Princess?
Nope. I'll report back next week when I played some more of it.
You do that. Chitty, over to you.
I've only got two games, so you
okay.
Carry on.
So I'll carry on then. I played a game called Outpath. It's a demo for a game called Outpath. Here's a question for you, gamers.
Go.
What would you say if I told you that... Wait, no, let's do it this way. Let's go listen to the audio from the developers meeting. You ready?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Sorry. It's all right, man. Your stomach okay? I know you had some...
Yeah, too many B12 vitamin pills.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, check it out, guys. I got an idea for a video game. You ready? You know...
But
you
we're
know
a bank.
How,
but we're a bank.
How, you know how Minecraft, like there's a whole world you got to explore and stuff? What if instead it took place on some like raised small areas and like the graphics were really basic and it was kind of like a clicker game?
A clicker game?
That is the best.
What do you mean like cookie clicker?
In my life.
So that's this game called Outpath.
Which is called Outpath.
Outpath. It's it's got overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam, and I'm playing it. And I'm like, why on earth does this have overwhelmingly positive reviews? It's literally Minecraft, but like. There's like
it
three
looks
trees.
So much like Minecraft, yeah.
It's
but you're in the sky.
There's
the
like
sky.
Three trees. There's like, it's like Skyblock. If you ever played Skyblock in Minecraft, you don't have very many things. You got to wander around and get the few things you have. And everything you do gets you a little XP. And the XP is in the top left corner. And then like, instead of leveling up yourself, you use the XP to expand your biome. And so like a new set of these little raised areas appear, and the raised area literally it's like if you're 1 foot by 1 foot as like your character, the raised areas are like 4 feet by 4 feet. They're tiny and you're just running around constantly just chopping down the same three trees. It's fucking ludicrous.
How long did you play this for?
I played this for like half an hour. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
It looks like a linear Minecraft, doesn't it? Or something.
It is. That's exactly what it is. Like, there's like six things you can make, and like one of them is an axe to chop down more trees and chop down trees more quickly. So it is, you know, in that same sense of cookie clicker of like get things to help you do things faster.
It almost looks like it's Minecraft on speed. You know,
it is. Everything's. I mean, again, that's kind of what it is. Yeah. I don't understand why people like this. I kept playing it thinking like, okay, I'm going to get to a point where it'll click or I'll get something unlocked where it's going to be fun. No, I never did. It was just...
Do people actually like this? Is it getting
this
good
has
review?
Overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam.
Mm. See, this is for the YouTube generation. They just want things instantly, don't they?
Quick, 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 quick. Some wood. Lumps. You can get wood instantly in Minecraft. I just don't understand. I played this for half an hour, and I'm like, oh, my God. I feel like my time was just wasted. How on earth are people like, ooh, this is a fun game to keep, like, to buy? I'm so glad I didn't spend any money on this. This is a perfect example of why demos should exist, because then you won't give your money to devs who... I mean, look, if anybody out there likes this game, I don't want to be a hater. Write in and tell us why you like it, because I just don't...
I can fully see that this is going to be... This might be like the biggest game in the world in the next 2 months, and then Duke says, I love this game. It's the best game.
Yeah, maybe.
That has happened in the past.
I can just say I played Outpath ages ago.
Before it was cool.
Before it was, yeah, before everyone was like fawning over it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just looks weird.
I'll say it looks shit. It looks, yeah, it looks shit. Yeah. But yeah. I suppose, you know, I'm old now, aren't I? I'm 38. Yeah,
to be fair, Chini, we said World of Tanks was shit, and look what happened there.
Look what happened there. And look, we said, like,
look, here's the thing. Pal World is not my game, but I played it and I can see the appeal. This, yeah. I don't see the appeal. Like, what the fuck?
We said Evolve was good.
Oh, yeah, we did. We were wrong about that as well.
I didn't say Evolve.
Well, you can't be right all the time.
You couldn't wait for Evolve, dude.
I liked it, though. I actually enjoyed playing it.
No, and then we played it in reality, and we're like,
No, I enjoyed playing it in reality. I played it for reals for quite a bit.
Whatever.
Just running around.
Yeah. Anyway. I like being the tank dude.
All right, so that's Outpath demo.
Cool.
Yeah. Stu, back to you,
buddy. Or not cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to talk about something I've had on my list for about 4 weeks since Next Fest.
Go on, then.
I've never got around to talking about it.
Can
I just say, this definitely is, again, under the WAS banner.
Oh, and Christ.
It's a game called Until Then. Okay.
Isn't it, Chinny?
I just thought you mistyped Until Dawn.
No, it's Until Then. Right. And I don't want to
Slay
shock
the Spire
you.
Becomes Slay the Princess. Until Dawn becomes Until Then. Stu's just playing games that are named like other games.
Well, not only that, but I don't want to shock you, but it's another visual novel.
Oh, my God. You don't shock me, you just sadden me.
But this, can I just say, this has got a bit of heart to it.
It's looking a bit better than bloody Kill the Princess or whatever.
And you do move your character around, and there are some like game mechanics other than just like reading.
I like the dog. There's a dog by
a
tree,
and
I like that. And
he's got his tongue hanging out.
Yeah.
But this...
If the developer said, what do you like about my game? I was like, I like the dog. Okay.
This has...
Leave me alone.
We're going to find something positive about every game.
Little touches, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of those is the instant you start playing the game, because your character, so the game starts as a menu screen, and your character's asleep in bed.
Okay.
Right? The character's asleep in bed. When you click on new game, it buzzes his alarm in his bedroom, right? And you have to keep doing it until he wakes up, and it's so funny, and you're like, burr, burr, and he's like, oh, shut up, and he's like hitting the alarm clock and stuff, and you're like, burr, burr, burr. And it's very clever, and I'm like, I like that.
That's clever.
You know,
that's clever. I like that.
From the instant the game starts, it's kind of cool.
I like the art.
It's very nice. It looks
very
phenomenal.
Good.
It's
cool.
Pixelated art. I mean, it's cute.
But it's 3D pixelated.
Yeah, it's really well done.
I like it.
And the story's great. This isn't going to be for everyone, because it's all about relationships. So the game starts with you, and you're a bit like, I tell you what, it reminds me of Chinny. I'm just saying, he's a bit of a Chinny character.
Why?
In what way?
Because
he
has a baby that he almost lost.
Because he's a bit of a slacker, right?
I beg your fucking pardon.
He's a girl in his class. They've got a book report thing to do, right? And a girl in his class like texts him and goes, "Have you done the book report like we agreed?" And he's like, "And you've got to answer like, and obviously you haven't done it, so you've got to answer like, yeah, I did it, or yeah, of course I did it, I've got your back, and all this sort of stuff." So he gives you all these like cool replies that you can do, or you can just fess up and go, "Yeah, I didn't do it," and whatever. But obviously I lied through my teeth. I'm like, "Yeah, of course I did it," and then the minute that he like stops texting her. He texts his other mate who's doing it with him. He's like, "Oh my God, she just asked me, did I do it? And I said, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. What's going on? What am I going to tell her?" Right.
So a big chunk of the left side of the screen is your phone, I'm guessing, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's really natural. It's really well done. And then your mate goes, "Oh, don't worry, man. We'll just do what we did last time." And like, what did we do last time? yeah, we'll just cram it. Like, get to school. If you get there 10 minutes early, we'll sort it out then, and she'll never know. Yeah. So you get to school, and then you're with your mate, and you're just talking smack, and then you're like, eventually you do it. And it's so funny, and they're doing this book report, and it's like, what shall we put next? And you're having to decide through all the... I really, really liked it. I thought it was really great.
It's charmed you.
Yeah, I really, really liked it.
It doesn't take much to charm Stu, but still.
There's a mini game where you got to do your buttons up. How about that?
You do, yeah, it's a bit weird. It doesn't take more than 2 seconds, but you've got to fasten your buttons before you go out. So there are all these like weird mini games. None of them are obviously complicated. And the first time you button it up, you do it the wrong way. So then you have to do it again because you've got the top button.
He's such a waste, man.
He is a waster. He comes up, but he's charming with it. He's like...
Oh, so that's what you think of me, Stu?
Yeah, you're a charming slacker.
A waste of space, but, you know, it's quite funny.
It's funny. That's exactly what he is.
That's me, is it?
Yeah,
that's
you,
my legacy that I leave to the world.
That's you to a T.
Lazy
you
prick.
You also put TikToks up of us talking.
No,
yeah.
Lazy funny sometimes. Prick. Lazy funny prick.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, sucking funny down prick. Too many vitamins.
And it's just cool. It's just all about chatting. That's literally all it is. But it's really natural and really well done. Like, there's a bit where the girl, like, everybody wants to go out with a girl who you're doing the book report with, but obviously she doesn't go out with anyone.
Right. I like how Jimmy's just trying to fast forward in this video to get to an interesting part, and it's just like,
I'm failing a lot.
See, like, even that, like, colour me uninterested. Like, he's talking to this guy and he says, he's like, colour me uninterested. Like, that's something Chinny would say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm always saying that, to be fair.
Yeah, it's it'd be a put down. We've got a put down.
That's Chinny, all right.
I just printed a t-shirt that said it, to be fair.
Yeah. But I think the dialogue in this is just brilliant. And yeah, like I say, he goes to his chess tournament and her best mate's there. And she's like,
I'm always going to chess tournaments.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
And she's like, you're only here.
And poker.
You're only here because you want to like get off with her or whatever. You know what I mean? She's like, got you fixed big time.
Yeah.
She's like, you're only here because you want to get
with her. She's like, color me uninterested.
But then it turns out she's already got a boyfriend, but it's a secret. And then, like, she's like, she asked you, she said, do you want to go for, like, something to eat after the chess tournament? And you're like, yeah, of course I do. And then she's like, oh, do you
she's
mind
a
if
hua.
There?
She's like, do you mind if Rob comes? He's my boyfriend. Oh, and he's like, you can see he's like, oh.
Have you seen that sketch? Do you know who Matt Berry is, Stu?
I feel like I recognise
him. He's the guy. He's in what's that vampire sitcom?
I do know that the
what they do in the dark place. Something.
Oh yeah, what we do in the shadows.
In the shadows, yeah.
That's a great movie.
And he's also the boss and the son of the original boss in the IT crowd.
Oh yes,
you know him.
Yeah,
and
he
has this great. He did a sketch show years ago, and he has this great sketch where he goes up to these like women and he charms them. And he goes, "Hello, pretty lady," and he helps them carry a bag. And he's like, "Well, what a beautiful woman like you walking over here." And he says, "Well, you know, I'm just walking here to my flat, and oh, you've just moved in. Well, oh, me and my boyfriend." And as soon as she says boyfriend, he just drops the bag or
fuck
kicks
off
the dog that she's walking.
Oh yeah, you sent me that. Right. I think. Yeah.
I remember that's what we're about.
But to be fair, to the guy in this, he is very gracious. He's like, of course it's fine.
Yeah, he says that, but he's not thinking that.
Also, but then there's a little bit of a spark between her mate and him, right? And I'm like, oh, maybe they're going to get it on. You know what I mean? Maybe something's going to happen there. I don't know. I just liked it. It was kind of like there's possibilities. There's stuff going down. And then he has a best mate. That just feels a bit like unrequited love, you know, like that. She maybe fancies him, but he just sees her as a mate.
Aww.
And there's a bit of that. And he goes for a coffee with her afterwards because obviously they end up not going to the restaurant for some reason. I can't remember why.
This sounds stressful. This is everything I hate about high school. This is
trying to date people and everyone was miserable and full of hormones and ego. Why not?
Remember when everybody said you got a great personality? And I was like, oh, thanks.
This is that this is that game of that life. That's what this is.
Yeah.
I do like it. I think it's really well written, and I am kind of going to be playing this, I think, when it comes out, because I just really liked it.
So this was just a demo then?
Yeah, this is just demo. What's really cool, though, it reminded me of
the end
Moon.
Of the demo. Is that really cool?
No, that is really cool, because it did remind me.
You don't
me
have
of
to play it anymore.
Of To the Moon, because it kind of had a natural ending to the demo, like a game would. And then there's a full cast at the end, like, you know, and the producers and who did the voice acting and all that kind of, and it's almost this cool thing. It's like a self-enclosed, like encapsulated demo game that's like a little mini game in itself.
Well, I've decided that I don't want to play the game, but
no, I'm sure.
I love the art style. I will
it
say
is,
that
it
about
is great.
I think
it's
it
so
looks
good.
Brilliant.
It's fine.
Yeah, Duke yeah. is crazy.
I mean,
so.
I'm not saying it's
yeah,
not
is.
Bad. I'm just I'm
Duke
not
is crazy.
He is. But yeah, I'll be definitely watching out for when this comes out, and I'll surely be playing it. I reckon.
All right,
right, Ginny. Even shall we Ginny, come to one of yours up. Now? Yeah, Ginny.
Well, I've been playing a little bit more of Alan Wake.
About time.
Alan Wake.
Yeah.
So I'm still in the watery, but I'm just sort of floating around and like finishing off things. So I haven't played loads of it. But the one thing I'll tell you about what I did this week in Alan Wake, fuck me. Like, I jumped out of my arsehole when this happened. Because right? I knew the map is, you're in the game while looking at the map, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? So the game doesn't pause. And
careful.
I thought I was in a safe area.
Oh.
And my, you know, like the term, my blood ran cold. Honestly, when it happened, my whole body just went, oh, like that, like, it was awful, right? Because I basically got attacked by dogs while I was looking at the map. Uh-huh. Fuck me.
Oh, them dogs are vicious as well, aren't they?
Fucking shat myself, right? And I was in a situation, because you know the watery area, you know, with the coffee theme park shoe and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've done the story bit of that, but I was going through to get a few extra bits. And I went to the lighthouse as well. Obviously, I can't go in there until
you
I get all
your,
the...
Did Virginia Woolf there?
Virginia
Woolf wrote a book called To the Lighthouse.
Great stuff. Play the jingle. Are you going to play the jingle?
Oh, wait, I do have to play the jingle there. Yeah, okay. There we go.
Called. Another reference by Duke that no one understands. Great. So, I'm walking around doing that stuff. And yeah, there's just. Look, just a lot of creepy moments, and I just stopped and looked at the map, and these two wolves attacked me. And then the other thing was, like, I had such little ammo in that situation, because I know the game gives you ammo dynamically, I think, Stu, doesn't it?
It kind of does, yeah.
I think because when you're low on ammo, it seems to give you shitloads.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you've got lots of ammo, every box you open, it's almost not worth opening the box because you'll waste it. Because then there's nothing in there. But yeah, I was so fucking... I was literally down. I've got the crossbow, Stu, now.
Oh, I barely used that. I got it, and then I didn't really use it.
I need every bullet or arrow of fucking everything I've got.
It's called bolts in a crossbow, Chinny. Come on.
Yeah, whatever, right? But I need them. I was putting bloody cats in the crossbow. I don't care anything that fires.
Find them in a painting?
Right? Can I just say, I'm assuming you're playing this on normal, are you, then?
Yeah, but I've as Saga, I've got a pistol, a shotgun, and a crossbow. Those are the weapons I've got as her. So
yeah,
I'm.
I must admit, I just went straight to like easy. I didn't even play.
Oh really?
Hard. Yeah.
No, I think. Well, obviously,
I didn't want to be stressed. I didn't want to.
It is stressful. The ammo is stressful.
I didn't want to be stressed.
I remember like shooting one guy, and I'm like, I've got four bullets left. So if this guy goes down in five, I'm fucked. And luckily, I got him in the head, so I had like three bullets left. I was like, oh,
do you not have a melee weapon of any kind?
You can punch them when they get close, but it's like
it just
I don't know
them back, doesn't it?
It's like trying to punch a cruise ship. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't really do anything. So. You know, yeah. So that's my honest. My whole body went cold when I just heard someone come up to me and attack me, and I was like, "Oh my god, it's a dog!" Fucking hell, absolutely shit me up so much. Now I'm done with that area. This is where I am now. So I'm done with the watery area, and now I'm going to move on to Alan Wake.
Oh, you got well. You can get there, can't you? From the
from the puddle.
Tavern,
so I'm in that tavern now. You know, in the side dressing room.
Is he still singing?
No, he's done. He's done. and I'm in that side dressing room with the puddle. So that's where I am.
Yeah.
So when I go back in, I'm going to go in as Alan Wake and carry on. So,
you're going to have fun. You're going to have some fun.
Yeah. So that's Alan Wake.
Yeah, it's decent. It is so good.
Alan Wake so the good. Second. Cool.
Okay, Duke, back to you.
Hover Steppers
oh yeah
is a game.
Video game.
That
video
is, game. Right. Imagine if you had a skateboard, but it was a hoverboard.
Whoa. Like in Back Slow to the Future down.
Too. You got him now. Yeah, Back I know, to the Future.
Right? I got a pit board now.
And everything about the game was exactly like a skateboarding game. Wouldn't that be awesome?
But it looks awful.
It's not great.
No.
Yeah, this looks like something off, like, I don't know, a mobile game.
Yeah, well, it's...
In fact, I think there's probably mobile games better than this.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to claim it's great. It's a skating game. You got a hoverboard, and stuff.
It looks like one of those free games they give you to promote burgers.
The cool thing
The
one thing that it did that I thought was kind of cool is you can grab a pole. There's tall poles. There's short poles.
Oh, yeah.
You're like slaloms, and then there's tall poles. You can like grab them and swing around them, which I thought was kind of cool. I kind of got the sense that if I'd spent some time and got into the flow of it, it might be more fun. But
it looks slow.
It looks very floaty. Yeah.
It is very floaty, isn't it? Slow. Yes, agreed.
The thing about skating games is like because you know you've got wheels and they've got to hit a surface.
Yeah.
It makes you feel connected to the rail, connected to the ramp. Whereas this. You're just sort of bouncing around everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the good thing is you can't really, I don't think you really stop. Like, if you don't land well, you just kind of fall over and then it gets back on it and stuff. Yeah. And there is like a boost mechanic. So it does speed up at times. But I just, even then, I was like, I'm not really enjoying it.
I've just spotted a huge flaw with this game.
What's that?
Really? Well, more than, well, only one.
No. Well, look, an absolute no.
Go ahead.
Go on then.
The hoverboard works on water.
It works on water.
Yeah.
Hoverboards don't work on water.
Yeah, according to the Bible, aka Back to the Future 2, that doesn't happen.
You know hoverboards don't work on water unless you got power. Yeah.
That's right. They don't work. Yeah. So I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I feel like Skeel is better than this.
I don't know what that is. It just sounds like you just made a word of it.
The Seal Christmas game, where you're just doing it.
Definitely not.
I think Skeel's better than this.
John Nezzy's in the chat. Say hello.
What up,
hello,
John?
Hello, John.
John
Nezzy.
What's good, everybody? Jason, James Bevan, SLH. Howdy.
Jason.
Yeah, so that's it. Nothing to say about hover steppers.
Yeah, that looks terrible.
Yeah.
That looks terrible. I've only got one.
It took to make 6 months.
10 minutes. I don't know. 15. I've only got one other game to talk about, and that's Banishers: Ghosts of New Eden.
Oh, this is the Witcher. That's definitely not the Witcher, isn't it?
It's the Witcher. It's not the vampire. The Ghoster. The Ghost is probably a better way of describing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's hunting ghosts. I'm really enjoying this. I'm kind of on the sort of next major. What's kind of interesting in each major story arc revolves around figuring out why someone's being haunted, which is kind of, I guess, makes sense.
So, like a detective game.
It is. And
but
it's
are you
like.
Detecting or is it just the characters detecting?
No, well, you're kind of. You have to find clues as to why.
I like
someone's
that. That sounds good.
Haunted.
You know,
so, you've got to explore all these areas, then you've got to piece everything together, and then you've got to. Once you've done all that shit, then you can decide how to get rid of the ghost.
John Nezzy says that he's used to listening to the podcast at 2x speed, so we all sound very drunk. So can you speak a bit quicker, please?
So what you got to do, you got to find out what's going on. And then when you get to the cave and then you get the haunted cave.
I don't know if Stu's aware of the fact that there is technology now that can speed things up without also shifting the pitch.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Anyway,
let's talk really quick so he fucks up. When John listens to it at 2x speed, he fucks it up for him. So what do you think of this game?
Talk very quickly.
I actually think this game looks very good because I'm interested in playing it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, it is all the like I've said before, all the characters are really well fleshed out. And the story I'm following it, what's kind of cool, you meet these characters, and then by completing these ghost missions, you find out shit about them. You know what I mean? That you didn't know.
Nazi
like,
shit. Oh,
like
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Yeah. Like, for instance,
Bruce Willis was a Nazi all the whole time.
The current one I'm doing, one of the main characters at the, like, it's a village, I guess. where all these people have sort of gone to, who are like refugees, and they're looking after them. But then you find out some shit went down with one of the main characters that you didn't know. Stuff. Not sexy stuff, no.
It's never sexy stuff.
Which kind of explains why she's so bitter, because she's quite a little bit bitter. She don't really like her sister. She's a bit funny about her, and then her sister isn't. No, but then you find out sexy some Nazi. Stuff, and you're like, that kind of makes sense. I guess that's why she's a bitch. That's why she's a bitch.
For being a bitch.
I'm a bitch. Shout, Sheryl Crow loves her.
I mean, you don't have to actually piece any of the evidence together. You just have to find it and compile it and then go, yeah, that's... And you do piece it together in your head because you start making sense of what's
like
going on.
Like Alan White
too. Yeah. So you
piece it together, but you don't have to do anything. She just sort of comes
Sort of does it. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a bit like that.
They never mentioned a necklace, but I know it's definitely about a necklace.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how the fuck did you work that out?
Yeah, so there is a bit of that intuition type stuff. There is a bit of that intuition where they're going, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. And
there's a note here that says, there is something strange in the neighborhood. And then a number. Who am I going to call?
Exactly. It's pretty good. I'm really enjoying this. I really like it. It is giving me the Witcher vibes. It's not giving me Alan Wake 2 vibes, can I just say. It's not really like that at all. But Witcher vibes for sure. It is that kind of interesting, like, moral choices, deep characters, well-written, fun kind of game. It is fun, but it's... The only minor criticism I'd have is, like, the combat isn't that deep. It's very hack and slash.
Yeah.
Duke would probably like this because it's very, like, you don't have to think about it. It's like Skyrim. You just hack till they're dead.
Yeah.
Hack. Till you drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So there you go.
Shall we talk about Return to Grace?
Return.
We should talk about the
to Grace.
Bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Climb a game, bitch.
Yeah. What kind of section of the show is this, Duke?
This is the section of the show where we all agree on a game and then we play it and then we talk about it. Well, that's what was supposed to happen last week. Yeah, but these two knuckleheads didn't play it.
Yeah.
And I played it and I had 3 pages of notes about it. And now I've been waiting a week solid to talk about it.
When you said that, I was a bit like, ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Return to Grace is a walking simulator. You start off in a spaceship landing on a planet that's frozen, and your AI assistant, Alan, I think his name is, sort of talks you through the process, Alan. And then you land, and then you get
Alan
out
Wake.
Of the little spaceship. Yeah, his name is Alan Wake. It info dumps with the main character talking. Her name is Addie. And she has the AI on her wrist, so you hold it up, and then the AI is talking to you as you're going through this frozen wasteland. And you're going to find out why Grace was turned off. There's this AI called Grace that was turned off, and that's your whole purpose, is to figure out
why. The impression I got was like she'd gone into exile, or she just disappeared one day.
Well, that's the thing. She's offline, and so you're trying to find out why. Are we giving spoilers? Because I have so much to say about this game.
Of course we can.
Spoilers for the game Return to Grace.
Return to Grace.
And
it's only about two hours ish.
On Game Pass, it says, like, if you scroll down a little bit, it'll say, like, here's how long to beat. Like, they're putting it on Game Pass.
Oh,
now.
No.
I don't know if that's on your end, but.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. No, I've seen that.
Yeah. Anyway,
can I just say the first thing I thought playing this was like it looked amazing. I wasn't expecting that.
The graphics are pretty good. I mean, you can't really tell much at first because you're on this frozen planet and there's wind everywhere. Mm-hmm. But the graphics are pretty good for a pretty indie game. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting the like photorealism or anything like that. I was just expecting it to be.
Come on,
an
then,
indie
Duke.
Game.
Let's go.
Here's the
go
thing: on, if keep... I had played this last year when it came out, it would have been either number one or number two game of the year. It starts off. I wrote down like, oh great, low oxygen, slow movement. Ugh. Opening doors takes forever. And so I went into this
thinking, a talking woman, eh?
I went in thinking I'm gonna hate this. I was gonna play it for like 20 minutes just to say I played it. And I tell you, we got to the garden. I was fucking hooked.
Oh, just because he's bloody meditating. I know.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of games will put you in a beautiful place and just be like, look at how beautiful it is. But this game actually engages some important philosophical concepts. So, for instance, at one point, Addy, the player, so you meet these three AI. As Alan, yeah, your ship's AI, I guess you lose contact with him or whatever. But in this temple where you're exploring, you meet these three other AI. One is called Logic, one is called Control, and one is called Empathy. And Logic, yeah, is trying to help you on your mission. Control is, surprise, trying to control you. And Empathy is empathizing with you. And it's a really interesting mechanic, in my opinion, because these two are going to hate all over it, I can tell. But that's okay. It's actually these gardens. They're, you know, this garden you go into, like, it's just it's a receiving area. Like, you're just there. That's where people come in. And I would say, by the way, if you haven't played this game, I really urge you to not listen to us until you're done playing it, because I found it to be a really interesting experience, and I think it would be better if you don't have spoilers going in, but whatever.
Well, no, I'm not going to hate on it, Duke, right? Because
good.
There's a lot of things I liked about it. I like the graphics. Cool. I like the voice acting. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
I thought the scripting was really well done.
Yeah.
And I thought it had a great sense of place, you know, the sort of the art style.
Yeah.
It is another BioShocky Art Deco it type is. Place.
Again, with the Art Deco, I wrote that down. I'm like, there are other design and architecture styles. For fuck's sake, people. You can echo the past without having to use Art Deco.
But it did fit. I felt it fitted the narrative. So I wasn't that opposed. I wasn't that opposed.
I'm not too bothered by it
because
it's a minor aesthetic detail, but it did bother me. But I mean, whatever. Mm. It is what it is. You know, you squeeze into this vent early on, and I was like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? I mean, I guess you got to get inside somehow, but it just felt weird, you know, and it's all dark in there. And then when you come into the garden,
how you get in.
You come into the garden, and I think there's some stuff you got to do before you get to the garden, but you get to the garden, and you're looking at relics of eras gone by. There's a blacksmith's anvil at one point. And
she's like, what the hell is that for?
What is that? And she says at one point, it's kind of beautiful. And Logic is like, yes, well, that's going to be very helpful getting into where you need to get to. And Empathy says something like, is it important that it's beautiful? And I was like, oh, shit. Like, this question about beauty, I think, is so integral to what drives us as human beings. And this game said, I'll tell you what, just take a second and look around this place. And normally when a game makes me slow down, I am so pissed off at the game. I'm like, fuck you. And I was thinking, I want to figure out, can we just get done with this game, please? I want to just figure out what's going on. And then I realized, wait a minute, no. What's going on is I'm playing a video game in a beautiful garden, and I like this garden, and it got me to slow down and not be angry. So when a game can do that, that's magic.
It is. I mean, I've been talking about the overarching themes of this game. I did feel it was a massive sort of comment on religion and why people follow something blindly, regardless of whether it's real or not.
See, I don't think that's a central theme. I mean, that's the surface theme.
It is. I mean, but when you spend all that time around the apartments and it's finding all these people wishes.
That's just helping you understand what grace is. That's the only reason you're listening to those wishes.
But there's
you're going around apartments and finding these canisters, and you listen to little bits of them, and they're like, what the people get selected to come to Grace and give their wish, and then Grace kind of tries to make it happen or whatever.
But it also, like, for instance, Control's obsessed with starting what could only be considered another pilgrimage.
Yes.
To draw everybody there again. So it is.
Yes.
It has got massive religious themes, I think.
But I mean, it does have religious themes, but I feel like the bigger question is how we relate to AI. Because one of the things you do in this game, if those of you haven't played it, you shouldn't be listening, but whatever, you combine Logic, control and empathy into three new characters, and I don't remember the combinations of them, but I think Logic and Empathy becomes this character Pal, and then
Is that the boy? Is that the young boy?
Yeah.
No, that's Control and Empathy. Because okay. he fixes things still, doesn't he?
Yeah, but you Logic to fix things. But anyway, so you get these three new characters, Pal, Mom, and Jack. And I just I think that the interplay between them and the question of, you know, obviously you're going to have to pick between one of them to listen to or not, because Control is telling you to do this and the other characters are telling you to do that. But I genuinely, you know, Pal is feeling ashamed when he can't get you, you know, you Pal controls this jetpack that you have in order to get rid of some ice so you can use this tram at one point. And when he doesn't control you very well, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And like, I just found that very interesting that an AI could be, you know, could have a sense of guilt or shame in it. And, you know, you don't really have the option to respond to him, as most games would give you, with, you know, a lecture or a, oh, that's okay, buddy. But I did find myself relating to all these different AI in very interesting ways. So, again, I feel like that's a rare thing for me to do when I play games. So I felt like that was pretty cool.
But I think that's down to the voice acting and the writing of the game. Yeah. You know, I think it's well written and it's well voice acted.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let me ask you, I mean, there are some branching paths.
Yes.
So did we all do the same stuff? So there's a bit where you can take the lift.
I can tell, Chinny. Why don't you go ahead, Chinny? Just say what you want to say. No. You hated it. You wrote down, you said, I said I had 3 pages of notes. You said I wrote one note. What was your one note?
This game is so fast.
Shit.
No, see, you've fallen into my trap.
Ah,
bullshit! You're really not like gonna it? Say you liked it, did he?
Bald? I liked it.
Oh
did
shit!
I liked it.
No, yes.
You've fallen into my trap. I'll text him this,
baby.
Because that was true. By the way, I wrote one note.
Okay,
but since note? You've been talking about it, I wrote a few actual things that I thought about it.
Okay.
But yeah, I that was true. I wrote one note, which was the note was. I like the shortcut feature, you know, because in the game, there's a bit where, like, you can either cross this beam or you can go the longer way.
Yeah.
Does it multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm like, cross the beam. Yeah. I'm fucking taking a look.
And
fuck
normally
that.
I would do that.
And then there was a bit where it's like, if you take the longer way, it gives you a chance to get to know us. Right?
Beam.
Yeah, but there's also...
I was going to take the beam, but then I was like, no, I want to know more about these AI characters.
Beam.
And I wanted to know more about the player character too.
Yeah, you definitely find out more about what went on there if you don't...
Beam!
Yeah, right.
Because obviously you explore the apartments, find out people's wishes.
Right, exactly. And this is why it's a Rorschach test, because it holds a mirror to the player and says, what are you here for? Are you here for... finishing the game and having that sense of accomplishment quickly, or are you here to have a more interesting experience with the story? Mm. And obviously Stu's going to go for the story experience because he plays
Kill
the Princess or whatever the fuck.
Normally
I am in that camp of like, I just want to get done. But in this game, I was so interested in the characters and the ideas in the game that I wanted it to kind of keep going.
Yeah, I was interested to find out what people had been there and why they went. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I was.
To that extent, you can either go try, like, figure out what you need to do to advance the story, or you can wander around these apartments, and there's like 20 of them, and hear the things that they left for the recordings and stuff. And at first, I was like, I just want to get done. And then I was like, after listening to some of the recordings, I'm like, all right, I'm kind of curious to learn more about these.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the same.
What were you going to say, Chinny?
The one... Sorry.
Because my time is very limited, I had to like sort of sneak this game in, basically. So that's why I was just trying to get through the game as quickly as possible. So when it was like, you can take a shortcut, I was like, fucking yes, I'm taking a shortcut.
I wonder if your experience of this game would have been different like 2 years ago.
But like, I remember finishing it going... I didn't fucking hate that at all. You know what I mean?
That's actually a compliment.
Like for me, for a walking simulator,
I didn't
want to rip my fucking eyes out at all.
You know?
Because I actually enjoyed it. And I don't think I would have gained much from doing the optional stuff. I find out that somebody had a colostomy bag in one of the apartments. I don't know, whatever, right? But for me, I was like, that's okay. I don't think I needed to know anymore. Right. Sure. I got the gist of it. I get it. It's a fucking stupid AI that, you know, you switch on and it solves all the problems, and she's like, well, I switched my, you know, this spoiler, I switched my fucking self off. What are you gonna do? And you know, I got the gist of it, and I liked the view of Jupiter at the end and all that sort of stuff.
Which then raises the question, like, how important is story to you in games generally?
Well, I think it. Yeah. I think it is important, but I don't like my time wasted too much, I suppose, you know. It's very rare that I get invested in a story in a game. So the fact that I didn't want to rip my intestines through my arsehole while playing this game was a testament to the game. Some of the other things that I wrote on my notes, for example. I like the fact that you can see your feet.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got a sense of body.
I don't know. That's a funny comment. But like
philosophical implications, humans interacting with robots. You can see your feet.
You can see your feet. But the thing is, like, I just like
there's
a lot of little touches. I'm like, that made me feel a little bit more this game gets it. I like the fact that your main character, the protagonist, is a first-person view, and she talks, because a normal person would fucking talk.
Yeah, correct.
Right. She's talking to the AI, but even when she's not talking to the AI, she's kind of talking to herself a little bit.
But she's always got someone to talk to, because she's talking to Alan, or she's talking to the AI, and she's saying stuff that you would say, and then she doesn't go, I better climb up this fucking thing to herself. She's saying it to the AI. So everything felt real.
Yeah, it makes sense.
When you're playing Pacific Drive off a cliff, right? You know, there's no talking. So it's like, are you there? Are you dead? And you're like, I'm not going to say anything. Why? It's stupid, right? It's an old mechanic that's stuck around and no one knows why.
Yeah, Pacific Drive still irks me that the main character just doesn't say anything at all, ever. He doesn't even, like, when he's being chased by fucking weird bloody storm things, he's even going, oh, shit!
Yeah, he'd say, shit. But look, I like in Return to Grace, I like the door code stuff. Because the AI goes,
very simple, it's a
big... Yeah, it's a big, like, sort of grid of buttons, and you have to make a pattern or a letter. And the AI says, oh, it's the sign of Zoraf the third of Gronkadoff.
Yeah, the Phoenician letter, blah, blah, blah. It's the...
Fuck. Yeah. And then she says, oh, it's the
you would know it as an X.
like a Z or a Z. Yeah, right. And I'm like, backwards. Oh, it's backwards. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's... Backwards, right. And there is no other prompt. There's no other clue. Mm-hmm. It's literally like, if you did not listen to her, you would have missed it. And I'm like, I like that. And I also love the fucking fact that the game went, I can skip the door thing if you want.
Yeah, right.
And I went, you can.
But then did you?
No, I didn't skip any because I was just either.
And I love the fact that at one point one of the characters says, I sense there is joy in this work for Addie. And I was like, yes, I'm playing a game because I like solving puzzles.
Yeah.
And the fact that it gives you the option to like skip those puzzles, I realized, like, wait a minute, no, like, I mean, maybe if the puzzle was irritating, the one where you have to tune a frequency by moving the marble around, that one's a little annoying, and I wouldn't was skipping that.
Yeah,
you mean the dial, the dot on the thing?
Yeah, I got quite quick at it, so it wasn't that big a deal.
I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but
there was one line where you've got an option of the ladder or a path, I think. It's weird because I don't really get, like, I'm just like, whatever, dialogue, whatever. And then, like, the one of the dialogues is like, oh, yeah, that is what I'm doing. She's like, oh, there's joy in figuring it out.
Yeah.
Because I figured out the how to get up the ladder. I solved that little, you know, when you got to get the number by flicking the switches.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it's like, fuck. She says, I've got a sense that Addie enjoys, you know, solve or what the sense of achievement is greater than is that the one you said? Sorry. And I was like, that is what I'm doing. I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. So
why wouldn't you want my help? Jack says. Yeah. And it's like, that's a good question. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a good question.
Because it's the thing of, like, if there was a mountain that you had a beautiful view at, right? And then you climb the mountain, it was so difficult to get up the mountain. And then you realize there was an elevator on the other side of the mountain. Would you tell your friends there's an elevator over here? Or would you
want because it's the achievement to getting up there.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's a journey.
So when people played video games back in the day, they were like, you know, oh, I can do this level for you. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm playing this game. Why would I want you to do
it? Yeah, it's way more satisfying when you do it yourself. Yeah.
I think when Jack says that, like, why won't you let me do it myself? And then the reply, I think that's when the game sort of won me over a little bit. I was like, yeah. Like, I literally had the option to not do that,
right.
And I did
and
it.
And that is why, that's everything about this game. Yeah. Because
I do think
Grace, hang on, Grace. I know I have cut you off a couple times, Stu. I'm sorry, but I'm just so excited
fine,
about this.
Fine.
Grace,
I know,
is that's what Grace is. Grace can do everything for you, and when she, but she decides like I shouldn't be doing things for you because then you don't have a purpose to your life. Now, I personally don't know that I buy this idea that in a perfect world where no war and no starvation happens, we would get bored. Because I think personally, we can come up with games and puzzles and ways to distract ourselves. I don't buy the idea of like, I wouldn't want to be alive forever because then, you know, you get bored. I'm like, not me, motherfucker. Maybe you would get bored, but not me. I think boring people get bored easily. But that aside, I think it's a fascinating concept. Go ahead, Stu. I cut you off.
I was just going to say, I think, you know, I know you're sort of partially disagreeing with me, but Grace is a kind of a God analogy.
She's predicting a world. About that. Yeah, you're right.
It's predicting a world where an AI becomes like replaces God almost.
I suppose.
And
that's
the wishes
fair.
Of people praying. That's exactly what it is.
It is.
It's nothing about. I mean, let's be honest, most of these wishes that we listen to on these things could never be granted by Grace.
Right, but the design...
It's that faith that Grace possibly could do it, you know what I mean? Regardless of whether she does or she doesn't, it's that blind faith-like religion where you believe it can happen, even if it probably won't.
I guess this is where like we interpret... Again, it's a Rorschach test. Like, you see it as a religious question. I see it as a question of like... what we give up when we try to, or not what we give up, what we reveal about ourselves when we pray to someone else and or wishing or praying or whatever it is. Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're right that it is in some ways religious. I just saw all of those things as ways to build to this. I mean, that's what the humans saw it as, but you as the player eventually realize that this is just another piece of technology, and therefore,
well,
the
you
question
see,
of whether
you
it
see
should
behind
exist
the
or not,
curtain, don't you?
Do
you
see
behind
the curtain,
the curtain,
right? And you even see what Everett doesn't see, because the guy who the last believer, you know, the keeper of grace, moves his bed in next to her, and all this. I think what I took
from it was like, you know, if all our prayers were answered and everybody got everything they want and everything was in peace, would you still be happy, sort of thing? That's sort of like, if everything was fine, would you be fine? That's kind of like what the message I took of it.
Well, the answer is
that sense of purpose, isn't it?
But the game answers that to an extent, because the answer is no, because there's someone smashes all the room up, you know. So obviously, even though they're meant to be at this Eden where everything, all your wishes get granted, there's still angst, you know, there's still something gone down.
But I thought that was because he was turning it off or something.
I think it leaves it quite ambiguous, to be fair.
Well, I was just going to say the opposite. I was just going to say what I appreciate about this game is that it went somewhere. Yeah. Like, I didn't wander into a thing and then... Oh, you know, look, you were talking about what's that other game that we played that you ended up finishing, Stu?
Close to the Sun.
Like, one of the last things you said about that game was like, you meet Tesla, then he says something vague, and then it ends, and you're like, what the fuck? Whereas this game was like, no, he actually said something, and then it got out, right? Yeah. And you know, you got to a thing, you get to the place where you want to go, you got an answer,
you
whether you like it or not,
right.
You find out what's going on, and then you get like this beautiful view of Jupiter, and then it's done. That's the game, and it's like,
but paradoxically,
like a really nice thing.
It leaves the question of whether Grace should exist or not as a totally open question, which I think some gamers would be mad about, but I think it's actually really cool. And but I don't know if y'all noticed this, I asked the developer, because they have like, join us on Discord. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to go on Discord. I was like, why don't we see Everett's body? Did I miss something? We see the bed.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
we don't
yeah,
see
that's
him.
True.
And
yeah, where did
I,
he
I
go?
Was like, well, I asked.
McDonald's.
Like, what's up with that? Yeah,
he went
exactly.
to McDonald's.
He said we were going to put his corpse on the bed, but then we decided not to leave it open in case of a sequel.
I don't like that answer. I don't like it. No, I don't
I'm
like
okay with
answer.
It because
I'd have rather the existential. Did he just get absorbed into grace or
well, there's that.
You know,
yeah,
I mean?
That's possible. So
I'd prefer if he was just there on the bed alive, just going, "Whoa, what's up? What's the matter?
Yeah, what's the matter with you, dude?
Were you here?
What's the matter, dude?
Yeah, right.
Who
exactly.
are you? How did you get in?
There's
so can I ask
where...
neither I'm assuming neither of you two ever did what Control told you then when he's
hell
like
no.
Well who
oh,
told you to throw the
live.
Thing at the
yeah he said
oh,
get
no,
rid
I
of
didn't
all the
do
other AIs and
really,
I'll
I really
right
wish
there.
I did
but see here's the question you wish you did because that would have been much more direct
I know but like but I didn't like him that
yeah.
much
yeah
I felt like if he was a bit more charming though
See, yeah, like, more manipulative.
Yeah, right. Like if he was a bit more like, just tuck it in, just stick with me.
You don't
want to
waste
mate.
Your time listening.
But
to
he's
see,
more...
that would have been a more of a paradox because, or
yeah.
more of a dilemma at least, because it was very clear
ones.
What you're supposed to want to do.
Yeah, yeah, I like yeah. the other ones. You know, right. But
well, you still
yeah.
have the choice. You could have still chosen to take the more direct route.
I really like the bit where they turn him down because he's going yeah. off on one.
Yeah.
And the other AI just turns him down, going, oh, don't worry about it, we'll turn him
right,
down. And
right.
then they bring him back in and he's still going. Yeah. Like I thought that
was
really
great.
Funny.
I love
I think
Pal
if they made
like,
him more charming, I would.
Fun. Yeah, no, no.
Yeah,
and Pal is like, following is kind of fun. And like, you know, he, at one, I don't know if y'all looked him up, but if you look the videos up, when, if you do obey Control and chuck the other AI out, like, he, when you chuck him out, Pal is like, no, please don't. And it's so heartbreaking to hear.
Oh,
him,
yeah.
Like,
I would have loved
dying.
That. I would have
like,
loved
no.
that. Yeah.
But I think here's the thing to your point, Chinny. If they had made Pal a little annoying at times and made Control a little more charming, then that would have made it more of a dilemma because
yeah.
then you would have a reason to turn away from the friendly AI.
Yeah.
So,
no, I like
I don't know.
When you said, oh, Pal goes, please don't kill me, that actually yeah. brings, that makes me sad that I didn't do that now.
Well, yeah, 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 it
you
does.
Want to blow up Megaton as soon as you see
because I feel like I've got, like, very, very, like, from 10 being very strong, 1 being weak, I think I've got, like, 0.25 of Tourette's sometimes. You know what I mean? Where I'll go, you know what? Like, someone's holding at something, I'm like, I'd love to smack that. At their hand, and I've just got enough control to not
See,
do
I
it.
I don't know that that's exactly Tourette's, but I hear
impulsive behavior,
yeah,
I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like,
cortex.
I did hover over that prompt of like,
yeah,
yeah, I could kill
right.
more.
Well, that's
that.
The
It'd
thing.
So
I didn't seriously consider it, but I did consider it. There was a part of me that was like, that would be a lot faster, you know. And by the way, if you were to obey Control. You hit the button to bring people back, and then
yep.
like there's nothing for you to do. He doesn't. He Control takes over, and he's like, "You said something about you have 7 hours of oxygen. You should find a comfortable place to spend those 7 hours." It's just like, damn, Control.
So does the game end at that point?
The game ends at that point. Yeah, because Control is just about itself. You know, Control just wants to manifest its own control over. People, right? He's driven by controlling people. And that's why, again, sort of like, you know, it is a religious thing, but it's, I think, more to the, I don't know, in my perspective, Control is really about the ego and empathy is about empathy, obviously, and logic is about logic. So I think, I don't know, for me, it's a fascinating look at the different things that make us human in the form of these different AI.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, definitely. I definitely agree with that.
This conversation's a little bit too smart for me, so I'm just going to add the word penis in there.
Well, here's what I'll say. I only have one or two more things to say. Did you notice the Demolition Man reference?
Yes, the three shells, wasn't it?
The three seashells, yeah. And Demolition Man, for those who don't know, there's a bathroom that you see at one point with three seashells, and it's like there's no toilet paper. It's like, what the fuck are you supposed to do with these seashells? So in this game, when you go into the bathroom, there's three seashells, and
you
I
get an achievement for that.
Yeah, exactly. I posted on the Discord. I was like, I like the Demolition Man reference, and he was like, and he gave instead of a thumbs up, he gave it a seashell. You know, emoji.
Okay.
Up
nice.
I
like,
hey,
maybe I should send this conversation about it, and then I'll get the developer of this game.
Yeah, we can let him know.
Hearing me say the word penis.
Penis. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's going to be in the sequel.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, I'm sure the developer would love to hear me say I didn't want to rip my intestines out through my ass.
That's a compliment though for you, Ginny, as we said.
For me, yeah, you know, obviously they might not know who I am, but I'm someone who doesn't really like these types of games.
Mm-hmm, me
you
neither.
Gone Home is probably the only other one.
But that was one of the first ones I ever played, you know, and also I always. Yeah, I think it was.
But have you played Firewatch? Did you play Firewatch?
Yeah, I played one. I thought it was okay.
Firewatch is pretty good as well.
I feel I think this did what Gone Home did well, which is generally it kept it focused, right? This game could have easily been 4 hours or 8 hours. And they were like, we don't have an 8 hour game here.
I really appreciate that.
Keep it straightforward. And I really appreciate the fact you don't have to dodge death every 5 seconds. Like, they could have put monsters in here. They could have had some of these people from the temple, like, still there attacking you, and they gone crazy. And they didn't. They were like, there's no point for that. And I was like, thank you for not making me dodge death every 5 seconds.
Is there anything that you didn't like about the game, Dick?
The first part I didn't like. I hated the first part. Yeah, it felt so predictable and like slow moving and oxygen and all this. And
When I was going through the tunnels, I was like, fuck this. Yeah, like, I don't know about this.
But now, again, they kept that relatively short. That was maybe 5 minutes at the most.
Yeah.
Which is maybe even two, because then that was good. You know, and they wanted to get you to that puzzle, right? Where control is like, you must do this and that. And like logic is like, well, you have this choice or that or whatever. I don't think you have many choices, but they're introducing the characters basically.
I like the payoff you get at the end of your first AI character guy.
The post-credit sequence, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I like that.
It's great. Funny. And that moment when empathy is like, you know, is this what kind of oxygen level do you like? What temperature is good for you? I was like, who gives a fuck? And then I'm like, wait a minute, no, maybe that's. I mean, it doesn't matter. But then the question is, what does matter, right? If we were only interested in living in places that were utilitarian, we wouldn't have any pictures on the wall, right? Why do pictures on the wall matter? Well, they make our lives a little better, right? That's what art does. So I found that to be very cool. All right, I think I'm done gushing about this game.
One thing I would say to you, Duke, on liking this game so much, there is another game which is more fleshed out, which I think you should play.
What's that?
The Forgotten City. Because
Gears of War.
Not Gears of War. The Forgotten City is so much like this game, but more fleshed out and more...
Yeah, but isn't that a game where you have to do the same sort of thing over and over, kind of?
No, it is, but not. Because each playthrough, you do different stuff. So even though you do repeat stuff at the very beginning of each playthrough, you learn...
I'll take that under advisement. I appreciate that.
But Forgotten City, I think you would really love as a result of playing this.
If it's on free at the game store, or 90% off at some point, maybe I'll give it a try. We'll see. I won't say
put it on your wish list. Put it on your wish list, and it'll tell you when it's on sale, won't it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Gears of War. Put Gears of War, man.
Yeah, Gears of War. Gears of War is just like that.
Return to Grace, people. Three thumbs up. This is very rare for us to all enjoy a game.
So. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, cool. I was quite impressed. All right.
What are we playing next week?
There's not a lot. I mean, I must admit, Game Pass wise, it's a bit slim pickings. Yeah. We could try the Indivisible, which we kind of I mentioned that could be a potential.
Okay. Indivisible.
Indivisible.
An RPG.
Indivisible. Yeah, it's an RPG.
Okay. Yeah,
RPG.
Sure. Why not? Let's try it.
Give it a go.
Well, okay, Indivisible. People,
and I hate it already.
I know.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Do we got news?
Not that I ain't got no news.
Me neither.
Things happened.
We got community stuff, emails.
Something probably happened, but
something. Hey, I'm wearing shirt today. Something's happening.
Yeah. We have got an email, so let's do that.
Sweet.
Email. Whoa, that ruled.
And it's from Jason.
Of course it is.
And he says this. A failed prediction.
Okay.
Failed prediction.
Go ahead.
Hey, skinny humans.
Hey. I'm not that skinny, but thank you.
I'll take it. Take it. As a veteran gamer, I love to see the development of new video games. Not the shit ones like the new Chucky game or the ones that use antique speech bubbles to tell their story, Pentiment being the exception.
Yes.
It uses a speech bubble method, but at least it was interesting and unique, so suck old Bub.
Yeah.
Over a decade ago, I believe that Play Dead, Simogo, Heart Machine, and a dude named Sweary would significantly bring the change we needed into video games for years to come.
Okay.
I was wrong and right. So here's an update on these devs' next releases. Play Dead are working on a third-person sci-fi action adventure.
Oh, okay. I see you.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
This will be better than anything Rockstar vomits onto Chin's lap.
Damn, that's cold.
Unless it's Red Dead 3. So there you go. He's okay with a Red Dead. He's okay with that. I think Simogo sat back and enjoyed their profits for far too long. Okay. The last game was good, but it was no Defy 6. Their upcoming L'Oreal, I'm thinking that's like the hair products. I don't think it is that. Lorelei? I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Lorelei? Could be Lorelei. That makes more sense. Lorelei and the Laser Eyes may push things forward with Heart Machine. I don't know. Hyperlight Drifter was and still is a masterpiece, but the follow-up I have yet to complete. The upcoming HLD2 could make up for it. I don't know what HDL2 is. Anyone any ideas?
HDL2?
Nope. No, I have a clue. I don't know what's going on
here. HLD2? He'll correct us next week and tell us that was stupid. As far as Sweary goes, I believe in one-hit wonders. Since then, he has shit the bed. I believe he partied a little too much. Hopefully him and Suda51 clean it up with Hotel Barcelona coming this year. But honestly, it looks like the same old dirty sheets.
Welcome it's to the side... Hotel Barcelona.
It's a side scroller, and every time I look at it, every time I look at a side scroller, I see the same game.
Okay.
Did any of these creators bring change to the industry? Of course they did. Unfortunately, the copycats are shit at making games. Well, you see, it shouldn't be copycats, should it? They should inspire people to do stuff as a result of what they make, not inspire people to copy what they made or do... Because that's what we see a lot. I mean, how many games do you play, Duke, that are like so many other games?
Well, yeah, of course.
But just slightly different. They're not inspired by those games. They're just blatant.
They're just clones. Right,
rip-offs.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Rip-offs of those
games. Most people don't have the willingness to put in the work to actually turn the inspiration into something else. They just want to ride that same train.
Yeah, or even the creativity, you know what I mean? To come up with something of their own that's inspired by
something
else. But
I actually feel like creativity is 90%, 95% work ethic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Stu, play a game called The Bed We Made. It seems to be a Hitchcock-style gorgeous hotel murder mystery about lesbians. you need to redeem yourself, and this one
it
along with
come on, Jason.
Signalis are excellent. Yeah, I'm not even going to respond to that really at this point.
That's probably a good advice for most of what Jason Gallagher writes in about, to be fair.
Yeah,
don't even respond.
I'm Jason, and I'm currently playing South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Okay.
Silent Hill 2, in brackets. Which way do I move the controller to go where I'm trying to get to?
Okay.
And Inscription. All three are brilliant. She reminds me of the cop in South... Yes. She reminds me of the cop in the South Park game. He has the ultimate secret attack. Sorry for the long speech bubble. Suck old Bob. So there you go.
Yeah, suck old Bob. I love it. Thank you, Jason.
So there you go. Thanks.
Did he have like
Jason,
questions?
I
feel like I lost questions.
No,
he may have
that
asked.
Was
okay,
it.
Fair enough.
No,
all right.
There
thank
were no
you, Jason.
Questions.
That's the only email you said, right?
That's the only email. So we've got a speak pipe.
Or we can talk about what's on the Discord. Can I do that real quick?
Yeah, you can do the Discord chat.
Okay.
Discord.
I got to make a shorter version of that. Chinny, did you want to do the honors? You want me to do it?
Carry on.
Okay, so I asked in the questions. I put it on my phone, by the way, so Discord, it's a lot easier now for me to check it on a regular. So, I asked, hey, ask us a question or I break a you face. And Mint Safe was like, why are you so angry? Cranky Duke. Yes, I am Cranky Duke, although I'm not feeling cranky today. So anyway, GH Rocker said, for the past few years, I've been trying to buy a house with my partner. It ain't fun. This made me wonder, do the veterans of the gaming lifestyle have any stories of their days of house hunting? Any horrific places that made you turn right away? Any funny cases of estate agents trying to blag their way through a problem with the property? Thank you.
I've got it. I know the story that Stu's going to say.
You know the story. I have got two. Ooh,
well, I know one of them, I reckon.
What's one of them?
Yeah, you definitely do.
There's a shower in the middle of the stairs.
Yeah, there was. There was.
I think about that all the time.
It's the funniest thing that I ever saw. He said shower on the landing, and I expected to be a door off the landing into a shower room.
Oh, yeah.
And when we got there, there was an actual shower cubicle on the second stairs landing. So as you went up the stairs and then it turns on the next set of stairs, there was just a shower there. And I was just, okay, we just both looked at each other and was just like, am I really seeing that? It was just so hilarious.
Crazy. What was the other one?
It was. The other one was more just a comment my brother made, which was one of the funniest things he's ever said. Because, right, but you'd only get it if you knew my dad, right? Because my dad was one of these people who was into stupid shit. Like, he'd buy, like, piranhas, because why not? Do you know what I mean? He'd always have stupid shit. He'd get, like, tropical fish, because, like, oh, I like tropical fish. Like, it was just a weird bloke who just bought stuff for the sake of buying it, you know, because it was like, because he thought it was.
See, not like Stu, who is very considering and very deliberate about his purchases.
Because he thought something was a novelty, you know what I mean? It was like,
again,
a bit of a novelty.
I'm sorry, Stu, you got a VR headset, you got 3DS the day it comes out, you got OLED.
Yeah, but I buy that because I want to play the games on it or it's some new technology.
I know, but.
My dad used to get piranhas and firemouth fish and stupid shit. Like, you know,
he got
just
pleasure from
so
them.
He could
like,
show
you
off.
Pleasure
no,
from your OLED.
No, he got them so he could show off and say, hey, look, I've got a piranha.
Kind of like your OLED screen on the Steam Deck.
So you'll not find this funny whatsoever, but Kay and I pissed our sides. So when my brother came up, we were looking at houses, right? Yes. And we had all these details for loads of these houses. And he actually came to view one with us. I can't remember which one it was, but he came to look at one with us. But anyway, one of them had a swimming pool in the garden, right? Okay. Like a house, like a semi, it was just like pool? Yeah, it was just like a bog standard semi-detached house, and it had a swimming
pool. You don't get in England very much.
In the garden, right? Uh-huh. And my brother said, if it were me dad, he'd be like, oh, I can get that crocodile I always wanted, right? Yeah, and it was just hilarious, and we just couldn't stop laughing, because it was just like, that's what he would totally want to do, you know what I mean? Sure. Get that crocodile I always wanted.
Duke, your mic has changed.
Yeah, I don't know what's just happened. It sounds like you're talking from...
Sounds like you're talking through a telephone.
Yeah,
like an old telephone.
Old-fashioned telephone.
Oh,
that is very odd.
Okay. Hello, is that better?
That was weird.
I accidentally clicked something on my...
That felt like I was holding my breath and then I opened my mouth. It was awful.
It was. So that's the only funny story about buying houses. The way my dad said it was hilarious.
For this house, we looked at 27 houses before we found this one. And
that's crazy.
I honestly can't remember, but there was one house where it was very, very like an eccentric house. Like it was, I feel like he was like a sort of a comic book artist or something. He had like a ton of comic book art on the walls, and he had like a big pad where he'd draw big things, or maybe he was an architect or something, do you know what I mean? And he was like elaborate.
Yeah.
And the garden was fucking extra as fuck, right? It was like this weird pathways and weird stepping stones and then a little mini bridge, and it was like there was no lawn. There was no like you can't have kids on this garden.
I bet he loved it. I bet that guy loved that garden.
Right? And I was like, this garden's insane, right? Like it must have cost a fucking bomb, this garden. Yeah. And I remember, like, you know, when you look, the estate agent lady, she was a young lady, and usually they're like, they're trying to sell the house, and they're like, oh, she was laughing with us by the end of it. It's like, this is fucking
awful. I don't know what the fuck this place is about.
Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. And then I remember one other house Do you know? I don't know, because like estate agents, they're quite local, aren't they, Stu? So you won't know one, right? But there's an estate agent, and there's like good ones, you know, like whatever. I won't say their names, and then there's this bad one, which I will say their name, called Skits around this area, right? And Skits is just like the fucking, like, it literally, like, they turn up, you turn up, they're smoking, they're like, you want to buy this house, eh? Like that. And, you know, you're talking and I'm saying things. And, you know, if you're an estate agent, right, and I say, oh, you could knock this through and make the kitchen bigger, what would you say?
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, there's lots of options, yeah.
What do you say? Why the fuck you want to do that?
Yeah, basically, you went, nah, you don't do that. Oh,
that would fuck his enough. House right up.
Kitchen's big enough, eh? You know what I mean? Whatever. And I'm like,
so was it?
What the fuck? Maybe he was trying to be like, oh, you don't need to do any work on it because that'll make it more appealing to you. Or maybe he's just a nasty.
Was it like a real
person?
Life? Staff real sells life. Flats.
Staff is this staff flats? I was going to say that. I didn't realize you knew the show, but yeah,
it
was
like so funny.
There's
staff
a pigeon.
Sells
there's
flats.
A pigeon in the loft, yeah, or something. But yeah, it was.
Oh, it's a feature.
He was like, yeah, and I thought he was the. I think we got off on the wrong foot straight away with this guy because I thought he was the owner of the house. Because sometimes you turn up to the house and it's the owner showing you.
Sure.
And sometimes it's the estate. Fizzbo. Honest mistake. How many times must that happen? All the time, right?
Yeah, sure.
And he's like, oh, I don't live here. I don't live here. I'm like, all right.
But I would if I could.
All right. It's fine.
One of the funniest I've heard recently, right? One of the women I work with, her son's currently trying to buy a house, right?
Go on.
And he went to view one that had been rented out. And when he went upstairs, he'd put a brick wall down the middle of the main bedroom in the middle of the window. So it had half a window on each side.
A brick
in each
wall
side
on
of
a
the
house
room.
He was renting.
Yeah, yeah, so he could have
Jesus,
more bedrooms.
He didn't give a fuck about his fucking security deposit, did he?
No, well, no. He owned it but was renting it out.
Oh, I got you. Okay. That
so the owner
sense.
Who was renting it out so
right,
he could
right,
say
right.
he had more bedrooms,
gotcha.
He built a wall
wow.
in the middle of the main bedroom, smack bang in the middle of the window so he
Damn.
Had half a window.
Even I didn't
but
do
you
that
could actually
in, like,
see,
House Flipper.
You could see the whole window from both sides, so you could, you could see through into
that's
the other
crazy.
Bedroom through the window.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just crazy. Like, and I said to him, "If he buy like," and then he put an offer in. I'm like, "He's buying a house with a wall in the middle of the bedroom." And she's like, "Oh well, he's only on his own, so he's not bothered."
Yeah,
well,
okay, well, sorry. But I, you know, like the thing that I always used to just. You know, carpet in a bathroom is just like what?
Oh
the
no!
Fuck?
Yeah, soaked in wee.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, because I know I'm like, obviously, yeah, you can rip it up and all this, but I'm like, but that's piss. There's piss.
But
in
you
there.
Also know the floorboards are going to be piss stained, though. You when
there's
you check
back piss
carpet.
Everywhere. It's just oh no.
So for those who don't know, I was this decision to move to the country was all Duchess. And by the way, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Duchess.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Diane.
Yeah, she made you, didn't she, dude? She forced
she
you to go.
I don't
me,
say
but...
it was her decision. There's no way you live on a farm.
Yeah, I know, right? But she was very cool from the start. She's like, look, it's my farm. I'm not looking to make you do any farming. She's going to Poland in April, so I will be taking care of the goats when she's gone. But still, it's very minimal.
I'd say they rope you in.
But
yeah, it is.
When we were looking for places, like she needed land. And the more land that's available, certainly for an affordable price, the further away from civilization you are. So one of the first houses we looked at had a really nice house on it, pretty good land, and it was kind of close to where I teach. So my commute would have been basically 10 minutes, whereas it was 20 minutes, and now it's 30 minutes. So it would have been a very short commute, but the only internet that was available was satellite internet. And that's not good internet. So I was like, you know what?
Internet? What the fuck is that?
I was like, is that really that big a deal? I can just play single player games. Like, that's how much I love this woman. I was willing to go along with that. And then she was like, let's keep looking. And we kept looking and we found this place. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Thank God.
By the way, I thought that Starlink was really fast internet. Is that not that?
Well, I don't think we would have gotten Starlink. I think it was some, like, I mean, that's Elon Musk's, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's that does.
But that's also very expensive.
Satellites, isn't it?
Yeah. So
yeah, it probably is.
If you, yeah, and it's, you know, whatever. Anyway, this was not Starlink. This was Sunlink or something.
Shitlink.
Like
Shitlink.
Internet.
Right. Exactly. So
internet. All right,
some more stuff from Discord here. Linux 2 said, when are y'all going to spread democracy on Helldivers 2? Chinny, you said you own this, but you still haven't played it.
I
own right?
the game. I'm such a bad friend because I sent Marsh, I sent him a video of me holding Rosa saying, Rosa wants you to buy Helldivers 2. Buy Helldivers 2. And he bought it. And he loves it. He loves it. He absolutely loves the game.
He would love it even more if you were to play it with him.
And he's like, when are you playing? I'm like, I'm so stupid. Like, why did I tell you to buy it? Because I haven't got any
time
to play
it. But I did play a game where you go explore an empty temple.
He's got two kids, so he's coming at the other end of it now. So his kids are 9 and 6, so
they don't have to be there every second.
I went round there and like they're just fucking chilling, playing Fortnite, loving life, loving it. So, but like Rosa, literally, if I don't move her, she'll just lie there and do nothing. Right. So lazy. he's on the other end of the scale. So he's been through it, so he understands. Yep. He's not being that bad about it. But I've bought the game. I bought it last Saturday. I haven't played, but there is hot news. There is a window next week where. And these don't come very often. Where I'm on my own in the house, no baby, no wife. Right? At a time. It's all one thing. There's all one thing. Like I do have time to play games, but it's always like 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Or very. But the problem is, Marsh is asleep because he goes to bed at a sensible hour at the square because he's up at 5 every morning. So, you know, and past 10 p.m., Marsh barely says a word. And I remember playing games with him. This was 10 years ago, right? Yeah. And if it got to 10 p.m., all of a sudden his words per minute would just go down massively.
Because he had to be quiet because his wife was in
bed. No, not because of that. Because he just gets tired and he's like, and he's just clocking out. So, but I have a window next week where I might get a chance to actually play games in an hour where Marsh is awake. So it's all well and good having time to play games, but it's also being available at the same time, which is really, really difficult.
Yeah, I've got to say my multiplayer game days are way past. So
But it's not because you don't have time, Stu. It's because you just don't play them, isn't it?
Just not for me anymore.
We might play Dead Island 2 together, aren't we? We're trying
possibly,
that.
I've got that. It's good.
It's never going to happen, but it's nice to think
we'll give it a go.
Thing that might happen. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm curious. I want to play it, but it's expensive. I'm a cheapskate. All right. Next question from Shakes19. With lots of remakes and remasters coming out to give that nostalgia feeling, like the recent Tomb Raiders, are there any old games you'd like to see being brought back? For me, it would be the Die Hard trilogy. I had that on the Sega Saturn and would love a remake. I never played the Die Hard games.
Yeah, it was on the PlayStation. There's like very different types of games.
You know what? I think there's only one game I want. I mean, I'd love to see Eco redone, but the one that I would love to see is Mercenaries Playground of Destruction. That game was...
Yeah, you love that.
Dog's balls. It was the first really awesome open world game I think I ever played.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's hard to pick a game that hasn't been remastered, to be fair.
Well, I've got a really good one.
You got an absolute bastard of a game.
I've got a bastard of a game.
Go on.
That would be Time Splitters.
Do you remember Time Splitters?
It was a really, really cool sort of...
You know, they remade that in Fortnite recently. Do you know that?
Really?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Time Splitters.
Well, you got to check that out, Stu. It's free.
Hopefully one day. And I didn't realize that. I'm just having a look on Wikipedia. I didn't realize they became Crytek afterwards.
Yeah.
So they were Free Radical Design to begin with, and then they became Crytek. And do you remember Haze? Oh my God, that was diabolical, wasn't it?
I do remember Haze.
Haze. That was the Halo killer. That was a Halo killer, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was, and it killed the PlayStation nearly because it was so bad.
It was awful. Yeah, I remember listening to a podcast. And this is when podcasts were like first coming out. And I listened to this podcast and it was the writer of the game. It was a British guy. And he was like, when have you ever played a game where you play as the good guys and then the you turn into the bad guys, and I'm like, wasn't that big games. Of a revelation in the game? I was terrible game.
Wasn't there drugs involved? I can't
think of a game. The only game that sort of comes to mind, you know, the Tomb Raider games came out recently. I have a huge fond memories of playing the Tomb Raider games. They've been remastered. Mm-hmm. Carmageddon 2 is probably the one game that I absolutely loved as a kid. I do have on my Xbox the latest Carmageddon game, which I don't think anybody played or liked. It's still there. I haven't tried it, so I'm keen to try that. But Carmageddon 2. But I did buy Carmageddon 1 and 2 on Steam for like 3 pence or something like that. Okay. So I might go back to them. But no, there I can't really think of anything.
Yeah, it's quite funny, actually. I'm just thinking to myself now as I'm looking at this Wikipedia thing is that Haze was so bad, it killed the studio and they renamed themselves Crytek UK. It was almost like...
terrible.
Yeah, we had to rename the company so no one would associate us with Haze. Yeah.
I'll get some gameplay of Haze on the screen. I haven't seen that game for a long time.
Years.
All right, while you're doing that, Joystick Jay said, I just came back from New York not long ago, and for like a week I was really depressed. Have you ever come back from a holiday or completed a game or TV series and been left empty and depressed after it?
Yes. When I came back from New York, sad. When I came back from Gran Canaria, sad. When I watched Breaking Bad and it ended, sad.
I was
when
just going to say Breaking Bad.
When I played Red Dead 1, sad. When it ended.
Red Dead
1, GTA 4. Yeah. When it ended, sad. Red Dead 2 ended, sad.
Is that because Portal you're having 2, these experiences Portal 2's that another are so one of positive and then they're done and you're like, very sad afterwards?
I mean, we've said this many times. There are many games or many TV shows or things like that that we've either watched or played that you'd love to just wipe your memory not know about it and then watch
that.
It completely
I think
fresh.
For me, traveling is... there's a lot of stress that comes with traveling for me. So when I get home, I'm always so relieved to be back in my own home, to be pooping in my own toilet, to be sleeping in my own bed. You know, it was nice to see y'all when I went over there. It was nice to go to France and, you know, Germany and stuff, but I'm always just like, oh, thank God I'm home. I'm a very home.
Yeah, when
I
went to California, I'd agree because that was like sort of similar to your trip to here, Duke,
sick,
where you.
Was that when you got sick? Or
no, I don't think
time?
So. No.
Okay.
No, Tara. Didn't Tara get? Is that one?
Yeah, Tara. Tara got a bit sick, but
yeah,
but,
Tara got
wasn't,
sick.
Wasn't? Yeah, but when we, that was well, that was when
we, that was Tara. That was, so I don't really know.
Yeah, but like when we went again after that. And,
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
You did.
I went to San Francisco like twice.
Right.
Yeah, you did.
But that was fine. So, but when we went the second time, you know, that was like San Francisco, Carmel, San Luis Obispo. I can't remember where we went, like Palm Springs, LA,
right,
Vegas.
Right.
And I was relieved to be home. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, thank God. But when I went to... when we went to Gran Canaria, we literally said we are doing nothing. And I think the only thing we actually did was a parasail because I'd never done that before. Yeah. And I was sad coming back from that because I was like, oh, I just, you know, people go, oh, you need a purpose and stuff. So I'm all right for a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? I didn't get bored of doing fuck all 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think the only time that's happened with me is probably when we went to Dominican Republic when we were very young. We were only sort of... we'd only just been married. Yeah, we hadn't been married for very long. We went to Dominican Republic and it was just such a cool place for 2 weeks just to chill and do like nothing.
Nice.
The
Vegas trip. You know the Vegas trip that I went on with Marsh? Because I don't spend a lot of time with Marsh. I don't spend a lot of time with my brother. Obviously, I don't spend a lot of time with Robin or Greg. Mm. And we were all so excited about that trip. Mm. And then when it was happening, I remember thinking, God, I'm already sort of sad it's happening. And then when it ended, I was so... like, when we were... me, Robin, Pete and Marsh was in the airport. Greg had already gone home by then. I remember thinking, oh, this is really sad. It's finished, you know. But I had a great time. It was a great place.
I guess I was sad at the end of the day when I met all y'all. Like, that was a very awesome day.
Yeah,
because
you're like, oh, there's... Yeah, it's done. Yeah. But and I do miss the EGXs sometimes.
Do you know? I was just gonna say that. Like when you used to come home from EGX, you're like, oh, you know. Especially, you know, when we first started going.
I even thought about going. Like maybe we should just go to one with very low expectations of like this is just gonna be shit, and we'll just tell everybody we're going. And if it's just me and you, Stu, we'll be fine.
Well, we did the other one, didn't we?
The rest.
the res one. A couple of times we did that.
Stop in some shitty hotel like we used to.
Yeah.
Vlog it like we used to and have a bit of a laugh and see if anybody turns up. Just, we know EGX isn't the same, but it's like, and it won't be as good as back in the day, but it's like, you know, something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's an excuse to get together.
We should definitely, I mean, we still need to sort out a meetup, don't we, at some point in time. Yeah. So we do need to try and think about that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Yeah, maybe we can do that or something. But yeah, I do miss those. I used to get so excited about the EGX weekends.
No, I did. It was like, I used to look forward to it all year. You know, it's going to be amazing. We're going to see everybody. So we're going to have some laughs. Get pissed. Well, that'll not be happening anymore. I'll be reaching you on the sober bench.
That's all right. But even like, you know, when we went to like the midlife game party, that one where we played pool and you beat me and all just like little stories and funny things. And I do miss it. I do really miss it.
Yeah. We had so much. No, I'll never, ever forget. I'll be honest with you. The one I'll always remember was the first time we went to the EGX party, the midlife gamer party.
Mm.
And they were just giving so much shit away. They have this table of swag, didn't they? And it was just filled with stuff.
I'm surprised it didn't kick off because it was so crowded in there.
Oh, well, and then we all got booted out, didn't we? Because they were all helping themselves to beer.
Nicking beer and stuff.
Yeah. And we were just like...
Good stuff.
Oh, it was just so funny, though. I can never forget.
I'll tell you what I don't miss, though, this fucking game Haze. Have you seen some of this gameplay?
It looks terrible. Looks terrible.
But yes,
that was... No wonder this was slated.
Maybe we'll do EGX this year. We never
maybe,
know.
You never know.
Stay tuned, people. It could happen. Ian said in the chat, "I'd like a new version of Shadow Complex." That was cute. Siphon Filter was another one that I remember.
I don't think there needs to be another one because it was good anyway. It was decent.
But they've remastered anything, don't they, these days?
The older it is, the more value there is in remaking it. I don't know about remastering.
Did you see that article about the optimum time to remaster a game? Did you hear about this?
Go on.
But if you want to make 2 million plus in sales, the best time to remaster it between this year and this year of how old it is. What would you guess?
I would have said about 12, 13 years, maybe.
Nah, I'd say like 5 to 10.
Stu's right. It's between 10 and 20.
Wow.
Oh, it's close.
Apparently, if it's older than 20 years...
It's too old,
and the audience for it has sort of come and gone. But what's ironic is that it's not ironic. Sorry, Duke, I never use that word again because I'm so ashamed of myself. What's I suppose funny about it is that they're almost right because Resident Evil 4 came out last year, the remaster, and that was exactly 20 years old. Yeah. So it sort of just fit into the.
But it's nostalgia, isn't it? It's nostalgia.
But it's also like the age of like who they are, because if it's too soon, then the people reject it. But if it's too old, people are it's too old. Like they're not interested. Yeah. So it's weird. Well, apparently this is all data, so I don't. It could be a lot to think about.
Anyway, last thing on the Discord. Sarah Lee said, not a question, but an idea for an episode. The three of you build your dream game using inspiration from real games. Gameplay, graphics, story, characters, mechanics, length.
That's good.
That's an interesting idea.
That means we'd have to record a bonus episode.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I just want to play games.
Yeah, really.
I'll say what I think thank you, about everybody, them, but I don't want to build
that stuff. Idea. Yeah, we appreciate you being in
well, thank you, though.
Being communicado.
Thank you anyway.
Yeah. And now it's time for the speak pipe.
Speak pipe!
It's the way to leave a message. No, this is from Saint Diesel. It's a me. Let's hear what he has to say.
Woohoo! Happy Mario Day, Veteran Games. It's a me, Saint Diesel, back again. I had thought of doing this whole speak pipe in a Mario style voice, but. Then, from the way Nintendo have been going lately, you'd probably get sued for millions for emulation of one of their first-party properties. So,
correct.
I'm going to bring up a subject that's, I guess, is a little bit selfish because of what's happened, so I'll go into it. This week, I got a letter from my internet provider, which says that as from the 1st of April this year, I'm going to be paying £4, or just under £4 a month extra. And if I'm honest, the service I'm with at the moment, I already think it's a little bit too high compared to some deals. But I've been having a look around the internet and there's lots of deals where it's much cheaper. And as of the end of last year, I think it's actually August. I'm not under contract with my current internet provider, so there's no reason I can't change. But my question for you, have you recently changed internet provider for any reason? Are you with an internet provider that you're happy with? You think it's a fairly reasonable price? And do you foresee any problems with me changing internet providers? I just paid about 3 or 4 days ago my monthly fee for my internet provider, so I've still got maybe another 3 and a bit weeks to go before I have to change. So I'd appreciate some advice.
Well, Jesus.
Brilliant.
When we were looking at houses, the front of the houses we looked at had satellite internet. Oh, I already told that story. But this house, some people may not know if they're new listeners. It looked like we weren't going to have high-speed internet because the internet company was like, no, we don't serve that address. And I'm like, the dude who lived here before us had you as a company. And they're like, he didn't have us. And we're like, yes, he did. And so we had to like get the higher ups involved to actually get our good internet. But I would just say it's not just cost that you should think about. It's speed, it's reliability, it's access to customer service when you need it. These things are really important for an internet provider. So,
yeah, no, they are.
I think it's like your insurance. You just got to keep swapping it every now and again because, you know, I'm with Virgin now, where I was with Virgin in my old house, and it's like 50 quid less, and it's faster. So it's like they dick you on your laziness.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like insurance, like all services.
For sure.
When you go onto them, and their sole purpose is for you to forget that you're on them, to make it really inconvenient. They made it so difficult for my dad to get out of Virgin because they had to do this, and then they had to do that, and then they had to send their old box in. They might get fined if they don't send the box in. Mm-hmm. They sent the wrong box to send the box in. Oh my god, it was just bloody awful.
Yeah, we had something like when we had our house insurance with Direct Line for years and years and years, right? And I never really checked it. You know, it just auto-renewed every year.
Yeah.
And we paid monthly, so you don't really notice it. I mean, I never pay monthly now, I just pay it all in one go. But at the time, I used to pay monthly, didn't really notice. And when I checked, we were paying about 600 quid for our like home and contents insurance.
Jesus Christ.
And this is going back about 15 years ago. So this isn't like recent. This is like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I did a quote. I went on, I did whatever it was at the time, Money Saving Supermarket, or whatever it was. You're on these comparison sites at the time.
Yeah.
And I did it. And the first like quotes that came back were like 89 quid, 110 quid. Mm. They were like 400 quid less. 500 quid less. So I phoned them up and I'm like, excuse me, I've just done some quotes and they're like 400 or 500 quid less than like you're charging, and I don't think that's right. And he went, well, that's how much it is, mate. And I said, wow. So can you not,
no interest in keeping you as a customer?
No. I said, can you not match that or anything? And he was like, no.
I can fuck off. That's what you could do.
And that was it. Wow, so I was like, well, I'll cancel it then. That's the end of that. But sure. I think, and then we went through a period where insurance companies were willing to be flexible and try and match better quotes. Yeah. And now we've come full circle. And I, like the last time I insured my car, for the first time ever, it was over 400 quid. I'm like,
yeah, but car insurance has gone fucking
I'm like,
nuts.
I have never paid over 400 quid. So I went on the comparison site. The cheapest one was like £335 or something like that. So it was cheaper. But it was from some like shit company I'd never heard of. Yeah. When you go on Trustpilot, they've got like 1.2 stars, right? Yeah. So I was like, so I phoned them up though, tried it on. So this was the AA, and I phoned them up and I went, I can get a better quote than what you're suggesting. So she went, all right, yeah, who's that with? So I told her, right? They have access to all that shit now. Well, so she's like, oh yeah, I can see the quote you got, right? I can see exactly what you got. And then she went through it line by line why their policy was better than the one I was getting and why it was better value for money,
right? There's no reducing price now. It's like reducing value.
There was nothing. And she was like, yeah.
That savings is going to come from somewhere.
Yeah. So she was just like, there's nothing we can do. I can't make it any cheaper. But ultimately, you know, we're
can't make it any cheaper, so fuck you.
You're getting a better standard of service.
Car insurance is mental right now. Car insurance is fucking crazy.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. You think it goes down after when you get older. Yeah. At the moment, it is not going down. It's fucking more.
No, Millie. I mean, Millie was very lucky because her renewal from the one she was in was something like £800 and something or £700 and something, £800. Mm. And she's like, oh, God, that's high. So she went on the comparison sites, and the best she could get on there with a black box, which she doesn't have currently, so no recorder or anything, was like £1,200. And I'm like,
damn.
Yeah, it's £400 cheaper. You just stick with what you've got.
Yeah.
Just stick with the company you've got. Yeah. It was just mad. It was literally mad.
Yeah. So keep on top of it, Derek, you know.
Good luck.
Keep us posted.
Sometimes I check it 1 year and I'm like, this isn't the year to change it. And then you know, and then I'll try it next
year. Sometimes you
get always put it in my calendar.
You gotta be careful.
I always put it in my calendar as a reminder, though. I always do.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's your reminder. right. Is that it? Are we done?
I think
we're done. So shout outs.
Let's get there. Shout outs.
For a shout out. Hey!
I'm going to shout out Chinny for being a funny prick slacker. I think that was it, wasn't it?
Something like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
Chinny.
I'm going to shout out the wife. It's her first Mother's Day today.
Woo! Of course,
snap.
Oh, did Rosa get her a card? Just checking in some flowers or something nice?
Oh, yeah. Rosa got her a card.
Nice.
And Rosa got her...
Rosa. Did you get her something,
Chinny? That's so sweet.
No, are you a fucking slacker?
No, it's from Rosa.
Now, Rosa also got her a jumper that said Super Mommy-O.
Nice, nice.
And then a little mushroom at the bottom that said Rosa on it.
Nice. Liking it.
So, yeah, she got a little Super Mommy-O jumper.
Nice.
Nice.
With Rosa's name. So, yeah, shout out to Tara. And,
All the mums. Shout out to all the mums.
All the mums.
All the mums who listen to this show. There you go.
Yeah. Our Mother's Day is in May, so I'm not shouting out anybody.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to...
Not many moms.
Sorry. The chap in the chat that says, Chinny, games are dead. It's all been done. That's an old friend of mine called Matt Darby, who I used to play... That's why I kept on saying Gears of War, because he said, say Gears of War. I used to play Gears of War with him back in the day. I used to work in the same place. Remember I used to drive a van?
You did drive a van.
Yeah, so I haven't seen Matt for a very, very long time.
There you go.
Yeah, some great memories with Matt Darby there.
And Duke.
Yeah, I will shout out Tainted Brain because I didn't realize this. I was looking at my blogs all fucked up, and so I started a new blog, and... there's a comment that he left in November. I'd had a garbage day, and this is, He said, a day late, I hope things are somewhat better for you, buddy. Just giving me some awesome encouragement. And I didn't see that until today. So thank you, Tainted Brain. That's very kind of you.
It was garbage.
It was a garbage.
Garbage.
Day. But, and, you know, everybody who's been in the chat, SLH and Snowman and Nezzy and Soul Brother number one and... Jason and James Bevan and Ian and all the people who are part of our community, everybody
peeps.
Who wrote in, St. Diesel and Jason Gallagher and everybody active on Discord. We love you and thank you for being part of our community. And that's all I got to say. We done?
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Okay.
Done?
Whoops.
All right, show's over. No refunds. You heard the robot. Get out.
Won't you?
Why doesn't my life always work out perfectly?
You know what's interesting? We'd never have a copyright thing for the why don't you all these
years. I thought about that. You know what? We got a copyright strike on
we
that.
We did for the woman's song.
So but I cut the song.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We got
didn't
a strike.
Talking.
I got a strike because we still play part of the video because she was talking. And the AI goes, well, that's still another person's video.
It wasn't bothered. It wasn't like it was just a
But we don't monetize it, so it's never really a problem.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any odds. Yeah. It's just like, you won't get any money from this podcast unless you edit it out.
Yeah.
Did it,
so
did
if
it
we,
take
if we
the
get...
video down, or is it just we can't make
no,
it?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted the money from the video, you'd have to edit out her talking.
So wait, that's what happens when we get a strike?
Yeah.
No, well, yes and no.
No, Duke, stop.
Duke, I'm not Duke.
Because sometimes it depends on who strikes us.
Yeah, it does.
They say, take that video down because they don't want us talking about pissy, shitty video. And they, you know, I don't know, like ripping out my intestines from my ass.
Okay. Well, we're going to a concert, and we're going out for Duchess's dinner.
Well,
happy birthday to the Duchess.
Happy birthday to the Duchess.
So I'm going to bounce. You guys have a good week.
Right.
Okay, same.
See ya.
In a bit.
See you, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. No more talking.